Right now, we have a little b-ball coming up for Villanova Wildcats. So it's the Penn Quakers. So keep your radio tuned to Sports Radio 950.
Is a presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports. Villanova basketball is on the air, and the exclusive countdown to tip-off comes your way on the Wildcat Courtside Show, presented by J.J. White on the Villanova ISP Sports Network. The Wildcat Courtside Show is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes to save you 15% on car insurance. Visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Diet Pepsi Max with ginseng and more caffeine. Mainline Diagnostic Imaging. Superior Radiologist. National Services. The standard in diagnostic imaging. And by Kelly's Restaurant and Tap Room of Villanova Tradition. Now, the courtside along with Whitey Rigsby, here's Brian Bannon.
Welcome inside the pavilion on the campus of Villanova University, where tonight it's Big Five action between the Villanova Wildcats and the Penn Quakers. Villanova, 4-1 overall record, ranked number 21 in the ESPN USA Today poll, just dropped out of the AP poll this past week after the very controversial loss that I'm sure we'll talk about to NC State in the championship game down at the Old Spice Classic. For the Penn Quakers, a team that was picked third preseason in Ivy League, prediction comes in at 2-5 overall. Whitey and Penn, a team that you can almost always count on every time we play them, is a team that's going to end up in the NCAA tournament. But this year, with a very young team,
they got no shot.
Wow.
This is not a good Penn team. They might be good in a year or two, but they're very, very young. Ryan McGee is a very good upperclassman player, but he's not a guy who's going to carry the team by himself to the NCAA tournament. And they've had some players like that over the years, but he's not one. He's a very good player, local kid from Malvern Prep, of course, but I don't see him carrying the team to the NCAA tournament. I think this Penn team will be lucky to finish in the top half of the Ivy.
Yeah.
When was the last time, you might know this, the Penn didn't finish 1-2 in the Ivy?
It's been forever. It's always Penn or Princeton that will get the automatic bid, obviously, to the NCAA tournament. And you lose E.B. Jabber, of course, Stanley, and Mark Zala, the local high school product that had a great career. And they just really, really lost tremendous players.
And they played us very well last year. Zala was killing it. And the game was in the 90s. And I just spoke with Jay earlier. We'll listen to that interview a little bit. He talked about they want to play an up-tempo game. They want to play this game in the 90s. But you never think about a team that is undermanned athletically wants to play a high-scoring game. He says, no, they're going to look to push it every chance they can.
Yeah, Villanova last year winning at 99-89 back on December 2nd, almost a year ago to the day that Villanova knocked off 10. The Wildcats have won 4 in a row in this series, and overall Villanova's dominated the series. Villanova's won 37 times to Penn 17. What are your early keys tonight against a young Villanova team, against a young Penn team, but obviously a much more talented Villanova team?
I just think if Villanova can control the speed of the game a little bit, I don't think the Wildcats have any problem playing the game in the 90s, but I don't think they want to be Penn in the 90s. I see Villanova getting a big win in this game, but they're just going to have to slow the Quakers down a little bit. And when you play young players in this building for the first time, especially Big Five games, this will trap the pants up a couple of these young players.
Well, Whitey, there was some controversy throughout the week about who made the call between Jim Burr and Dan Crispin. You were on it from the get-go when you said Dan Crispin made the call.
And as were you, because I talked about it a couple of times, and just today or yesterday, I had a couple of people ask me about it again. I said, no, I could clearly see. I was watching Jim Burr. You were watching the clock. Because you said once the clock stopped at 0.4, you knew they were calling a foul. But I clearly saw Burr with 3 fingers in the air. And when I saw those 3 fingers never become a fist, I said, game over. And then it turned out, as you called it properly, that Crispin made the call from underneath. He came out, he hit his right hand onto his forearm, saying that's where Dante hit him. To me, I look at that call, that call is made at the end of the game when there's no one in the building that says, gosh, I'm not sure if that was a foul. That has to be a no-brainer foul to call with 0.4 to go. And that's not being a homer. I'm just saying the fact. Either way, you can't take the game out of the kid's hands on a call that might have been a foul. He thought it was a foul, but if you go in that building, no one could say, yeah, it was definitely a foul, or it definitely wasn't a foul. you can't call that the end of the game.
Yeah, and it's an okay win against Central Florida, but it's a very good win against the George Mason team, and a chance to have another very good win against NC State. So any lingering effects from that, they just move on without a problem.
I think they'll be fine. If you think about it, was there not more contact on Dante Cunningham's lay-in, his follow-up? Either Cunningham going over the back, or there was certainly contact in that play more than it was on Cunningham.
And what a lot of people haven't talked about, with 0.4 seconds to go, Cunningham's jersey was pulled when they threw it down at the other end. But you know they're not going to call that. But I said to somebody, well, if they're going to call that, then call that.
Yeah,
make it
exactly.
Even and give Villanova 2 free throws, let them win by one.
Spurs had a real bad weekend for you, do I look at. So your Wildcats lost as well. So
no doubt about it. But tonight, Villanova looks to bounce back with a victory. And tonight, Villanova trying to make history tonight if they can do it. The Wildcats carry an 11-game winning streak, and Philadelphia Big Five action into tonight's game with Penn. Villanova a chance to tie that record Penn has it for consecutive Big Five victories with 12. And if Villanova can win tonight, they could actually break it on Broad Street in 8 days at Temple. This Villanova team just winning Big Five game after Big Five game. Now, during our Wildcat Courtside pregame show, brought to you by J.J. White, we'll fill you in on all the college basketball games from around the Big East and around the country. It was a busy day. You'll hear from head coach Jay Wright. But coming up next, had a chance to chat with Vince Curran, the color analyst for the Penn Quakers Radio Network. He gets some great insight into this young team. A lot of new names for the Quakers. More of the Wildcat Courtside show coming up right after this.
Big Five Basketball School. Know who's number one in general and mechanical contracting. It's J.J. White up and down the court. Since 1920, J.J. White has completed countless construction projects for Philadelphia's Big Five universities, as well as healthcare systems and service industries. Everybody gives J.J. White high five for safety, versatility, and total satisfaction. Visit JJWhiteInc.com today, a proud sponsor of Villanova Basketball.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Hey, I'm going for a burger. Want one?
No, thanks. I brought something.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. What is that?
Nothing.
It looks like, is that tofu?
Yeah, I'm looking after myself
all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, now that I've got a lifetime engine guarantee from CarSense.
The CarSense lifetime engine guarantee. Now CarSense not only has the best warranty right from the start, we're way better in the long run, too.
Yesterday, if I had a heart attack, it'd be a shame. Today, it'd be a waste of money.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
CarSense. Route 100 Euclid, Route 309 Hatfield, or at CarSense.
Pacifico Marple has been serving the Villanova community for many years with a great lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. And now with the addition of Lincoln Mercury and Suzuki to their lineup, you can be sure they'll continue to provide great vehicles at great prices and the highest quality service for many more years to come. And Pacifico is committed to the long life of your vehicle with our Auto for Life coverage and America's number one warranty from Suzuki. Pacifico Marble, one of his Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, and Suzuki dealers.
Welcome back to the Pavilion tonight. The Villanova Wildcats in a Big Five matchup against the Penn Quakers. Villanova coming into this contest with a record of 4-1, covered off a heartbreaking loss to NC State in a championship game, the Old Spice Classic, taking on the Penn Quakers, who come in with a record of 2-5. Joining us now, the color analyst for the Penn Quakers, Vince Curran. And Vince, great to see you. And for starters, tell us a little bit about Glenn Miller, now in his second year as the head coach, in the change of style Penn basketball that you've witnessed, having gone back to win. Of course, Dumpy was there for years, and you were involved in the program then.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Ryan. I think that one of the things that Glenn liked to do, Dump would push tempo when it was there. Dump would run the ball up the floor when it's there. Glenn is, I'm running it no matter what. Up, down, big, tall, medium, mid, it doesn't matter, I'm going. Off a make, off a miss, free throws, anything. So Glenn, I think, tries to put a little more pressure on teams with his offense, whereas, you know, Dumpy, was, you know, when it came for Dumpy, was he let it happen. When he had the right players, it was that court. You know, and then so far in the 2 years that Glenn's been here, you can see he really is trying to force tempo. Now, I don't know that the team right now is as good defensively, and that kind of bore itself out against Lafayette the other night. Lafayette went on a pretty big run, coached by former Villanova great Fran O'Hanlon. They went on a 13-point run late in the game, and that was the difference. Penn struggles a little from New York defending it, and unlike a lot of the last 10 teams that you've seen, they struggle a little bit shooting it right now. So they're a young team. They're trying to find their way, and you know, they're going to take their lumps. Yeah, obviously, you guys tonight in Carolina on Tuesday, so they're going to grow up them.
It seems like forever, of course, it's been Penn or Princeton coming out and getting the automatic bid and going to the NCAA tournament. But this year, Penn picked third, Cornell and Yale in the 1-2 spot. Give us the slate this year for the Ivy League, how it looks overall from your perspective.
That's probably, if you were looking at it as a non-Penn fan, that's probably the way you would have gone with it. I think that Cornell has the reigning last two rookies of the year, Adam Gore and Ryan Whitman. They get a seven-footer transfer from St. Bonaventure, who I know Steve Donahue loves, the kid named Jeff Foote. They're just deep. They can score. They got a great win against Siena, who, as most people probably know, went out and beat Stanford at Stanford. So not that there's any transitive property in basketball, but you look at it like that and say, okay, that's a pretty good team. Yale, coached by James Jones, brother of former Villanova assistant Joe Jones. Four starters back, Eric Plato, first team All-Ivy. I think that those are just the two teams that when you look at it, you think, if there's going to be a team that's going to unseat anybody, that it would be one of these two teams.
Let's take a look at some of your personnel this year. And obviously the guy that everybody wants to talk about is Brian Grandieri, your 6'4" senior, Malvern Prep product, Media, Pennsylvania. Tell us about Grandieri and what he means to the ball club this year.
He's an Augie, right? As Malvern Augustinians. You got all the Augustinians here at Villanova. So of course, the Villanova broadcast wants to talk about that. Brian's a guy that what he does extremely well for the last couple of years was a compliment to Mark Zahler and E.B. Jabber. I don't know how many times in the last two or three years we said Mark Zahler to Brian Grandieri for a laugh, just because Brian cuts, gets in the right place, does all those things well. Now he is a leader. He is more of a focal point, and a lot of people say, well, I don't know that he can be that. I don't know that he can be the main guy. The reason the Penn is struggling so far this year is not because of the play of Brian Grandieri. He has stepped up. He has elevated his scoring. He has done more things. He's teaching guys. So Brian does just about everything. He's got 15 points and about 6 rebounds. And as a coach, you couldn't ask for anything more, and I know Glenn loves him.
What do you see as the big keys for Penn tonight? Obviously coming in with a record of 2-5, a big underdog tonight. What do you think are the two or three things they have to do to be very competitive in this ball game?
Well, Villanova's out rebounding teams by 9 a game, I believe it is, and Penn is going to struggle athletically against Villanova. And I think, you know, a guy like, I said early in the year on Michael Barkamp's show that Kasim Drummond was a guy that I thought was going to be a big impact for Villanova. In a game like this, he really could be. Penn doesn't have anybody that has that kind of size and that kind of low block presence. Yeah, I think that for Villanova fans, obviously that's a great thing to see Kasim Drummond. For Penn fans, you're wishing they were going to throw somebody else out there.
Vince, thanks for all the insight. Have a great call tonight. We'll see you soon.
Do I get paid for this, Ryan? Hey, Whitey's trying to jerk me out of the seat right now. Somebody's got to help me out here, right?
Got a young Penn team. I had to get some insight from you on this team. A lot of no names, but I'm sure Glenn Miller will get this team going, no doubt about it.
Thanks
for your time.
My pleasure.
We've been joined by color analyst for the Penn Quakers Radio Network, Vince Kerr. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with more of the pregame show right after this.
Hey, race fans, I'm Darryl Walker. I'm sure you know just how much I love Mountain Dew. We go way back. You may even remember the green and white Mountain Dew car I drove the 2 Cup Championships in.
Now, we got a situation.
Hey, it's my old friend Skeeter, folks.
Hey, what's up, son?
A convenience store next to Speedway just ran out of Mountain Dew.
Come on, pick up a few other cases and test our cannon.
I need you to drive Bronco.
You up on the line?
Oh, baby, you got that right. Let's go racing.
Go ahead there, Keeter.
You got a smoke. We're going to cook your
good. He's going to need a few more horses. stop this new train.
Hey, Smokey, you got your ears on?
Yeah, on every word you're saying, D.W.
Well, I just crossed the state line. I'm out of your jurisdiction.
I just played some tailpipe music for that Smokey. Looks like them good people gonna get their due. That's all for now, folks. I'm Daryl Walker, and I'm fueling my due. Mountain Dew.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports. Villanova hoop season has finally started, and that means it's time to load up on the latest Villanova fashion so you look good cheering on your Wildcats. The official Villanova Athletics Merchandise online store has everything you need. At Villanova.com, you can do all your holiday and fam shopping from the comfort of your own home. It's quick, it's easy, and it's convenient. No need to wait in long lines in the stores. Order now and have your gifts delivered right to your home in time for the holidays. Villanova Athletics Merchandise. Wear what the teams wear.
Villanova University, a prestigious community of scholars striving for academic excellence. Unbridled school spirit picking you with a new Lincoln MKX. It's the Dress Like a Wildcat contest. Just send in a picture of your pride and joy in their favorite Villanova gear to PhillyLM.com, and you could win a 2-year lease on a new Lincoln MKX or other great prizes. See PhillyLM.com for complete details. Lincoln, the sponsor of Wildcats. With a look around the league and the rest of college basketball.
And welcome back to the Villanova Free Game Show, where we are counting you down to the tip-off between the Wildcats and the Penn Quakers. Not long in the Villanova ISP Network studio, taking a look at the Big East scoreboard, and we have Cincinnati traveling to UAB, and UAB is beating Cincinnati right now 34-27 with about 6 seconds left in the first half to be getting to the halftime there. 6:01 left in the first half. Boston College trailing to Providence in this one. And also we have some later tip-offs about the same time as Villanova here. UCF and South Florida will tip off at 7 as well. Eastern Michigan and Notre Dame. Tulane and Syracuse coming off at 7 as well. 7:05 tip-off for Seton Hall and St. Mary's. And we have some finals in the Big East. Number 5, Georgetown goes on to win against Fairfield 61-49 in this one. Winthrop loses to West Virginia 70-53. West Virginia Alexander had 19 points on the game. Princeton, a final there, as Rutgers goes on to beat Princeton 54-50 in this one. Number 12, Louisville beats Miami of Ohio barely in this one, as that final score was 47-44. 14th ranked Pittsburgh goes on to beat Toledo handedly 78-52 in this one. Gonzaga, a close one with Connecticut, but the 19th ranked Zags going to beat Connecticut 85-82 in this one. Looking at top 25 action, we have all finals in this one, as we have Kentucky hosting the University of North Carolina's number 1 ranked Tar Heels come out with a win on this one, 86-77. Green had 20 points for Carolina. Crawford, 21 points for Kentucky. Also another final, we have Clemson as they go on to beat South Carolina 85-74. Also, Davidson travels. They played this game in Charlotte, but they were playing the 7th-ranked Duke Blue Devils, as this game was a pretty close game. Duke had all they won of Davidson until late.
Nelson off the screen, sends back inside, lost the handle, got it out for Paulus, fires a three, got it!
Greg Paulus with 7 seconds left on the shot clock, nails the three to make it 73-65, 1:12 to go. And that's Bob Harris on the Duke Radio Network. Duke would go on to win this game 79-73. Gerald Henderson, 21 points on the game. We have more of our free game coming up. Whitey's interview with Coach Jay Wright coming up on more of the free game show. We're counting you off. Villanova and Penn coming up. Villanova's own Kelly's Restaurant and Tap Room in Bryn Mawr serves as the main line's top spot for lunch, dinner, or just a snack. Stop in and try the mouth-watering Nova Burger while you cheer on your favorite team from one of our 16 televisions. Before or after the game, Kelly's is the place to be. Our three levels offer enjoyment for any family or group outing. Kelly's Restaurant and Tap Room, 1107 Lancaster Avenue in Bryn Mawr. A Villanova tradition, past, present, and future.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the Delaware Valley's leader in physical rehabilitation and occupational health and is the exclusive provider of athletic training services and rehabilitation to the Villanova Wildcats. With more than 70 convenient locations in Philadelphia and South Jersey, NovaCare maximizes physical well-being in patients of all ages. Don't let that nagging injury keep you on the sidelines. Take NovaCare and get back to life. For a center near you and a prompt appointment, call 800-770-NOVA or visit NovaCare.com.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Everyone knows about Aquafina water, but not everyone knows about the variety of flavored water beverages. First, you have Aquafina Flavor Splash, which is like football. Big bunch of tough guys tackling each other. Actually, it's nothing like that. It's pretty much the exact opposite of that. Flavor Splash has a refreshing fruit flavor, not big or tough, but they both begin with the letter S, so there you go. Next is Aquafina Sparkle, which is like soccer. Two teams are running down the field, both chasing after one little round ball. And Aquafina Sparkling is carbonated, so it has bubbles, and bubbles are round just like soccer balls. And last, there's the low-calorie Aquafina Alive, which is like baseball. So, the excitement of watching a home run. Gotta be in pretty good shape to hit a homer. Sometimes it takes a little something extra, a boost, that comes in a bottle like Aquafina Alive, the drink that has essential vitamins to make you feel good. Aquafina, make your body happy.
Now for the pregame visit with Coach Jay Wright, sponsored by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Here's Whitey Rigsby with Coach Wright.
Sports Radio 950.
WPEN Villanova.
Home of the Brian Dawson Show.
The NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Bradley and Foley driving you to work.
Wow. Nobody said that Feely was better or Feely was starting. All we were saying was that if McDowell's 100% healthy, you play him. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's you defending the media.
He's a member of the media.
I am media. Bradley and Foley. Now, you're saying it isn't me, but nobody at the Eagles complex is saying that it's me.
Of course they're not going to say it to me. Why would they say it to me?
Morning, 6 to 9 on Sports Radio 950.
Yeah, it still seems odd, even though it's been a year or so now, to not see Fran Delphi on the sideline for the 10 Quakers, especially now they're coming in this building to play. What kind of style? You know, Glenn Miller has to provide a lot of his own players. Last year he was playing with Bell's players, now he's playing with his own kind of players. What kind of style is the Glenn Miller style?
Yeah, you're right about that, and I thought Glenn did a great job last year of not just coming in and trying to change everything, because he had good players, they had a great system in place, and he did a good job of mixing his system with Fran's system, and you can see he's kept some of Fran's system, but his is being implemented, and part of that is they really push the ball up the floor, and they really want to score points, and if you remember, our game last year was 99-89, we were scoring, but it was very difficult to stop them. You know, when they basket, they push the ball up really quickly, and they change defenses, similar to Fran, but what they really do mostly is as soon as there's a change of possession, they are busting the ball off the floor.
Now, I can see them doing that when they get in the league, where for the most part they're going to have more talent than their opponent. Do you think they're going to try to play the team in the 90s if they can today?
Yeah, I do, and they did it against Virginia and put numbers up. And I think it's not only to just run the ball off the floor, but it's also to space their players out to shoot threes. Everybody can shoot the ball on their team. And sometimes when you're playing a more athletic team, if you get your threes in transition, it's easier than when they get their defense set.
And it's been 4 weeks since you played a game. Obviously, it's been difficult, heartbreaking loss down against North Carolina State. Overall, are you pleased with the tournament and the way you team performed?
I was pleased overall in every aspect of the tournament. I thought our players handled themselves very well in Orlando. I thought we could get some great time together as a team. The tournament was run extremely well. A lot of Villanova fans down there. The people from ESPN spoke to me after the tournament and were just excited about Villanova and the support we had down there and our team. So they'd love to have us back anytime. And I think we grew a lot. And I think we learned a lot. And obviously that game against NC State had some positives, but some negatives that we're going to be able to learn from. And I thought we had a good week of practice because of that.
It was clear, very apparent down there that your young people are going to be a key part of this game. Your freshmen, in particular, Fisher and Malcolm Grant, both played very, very well.
They did. And Corey Stokes, you know, made some good plays. As a matter of fact, the play where Dante Cunningham tipped it in against NC State, Corey Stokes made a great drive. He could have just jacked a three right there, but at the end of the game, took it to the basket, trying to get fouled, drew two defenders, and enabled Dante to tip it in. And we got to get him going, too, because we need all three of them.
And it's got to be tremendously heartwarming and proud, I guess, for you to see Kasim Drummond 17 rebounds in that game. I've been here probably too long. A lot of people say, I don't remember a lot of Villanova big people ever getting 17 rebounds in a game.
Yeah, that's interesting because you have been involved in all of this. And I was trying to think of that. I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I would assume probably John Pannone, Eddie Pinkney might have had some games like that, but I didn't remember them. The specific, 17, 18 rebound game. I'm sure they're there, but that's quite an accomplishment against an NC State team that has great athleticism up front and size up front, and we are proud of Kasim. I really am. You love to see a young guy grow like that and gain confidence in himself.
The one game we just realized, I was talking to Mike Sheridan off air, so to speak, coming. Redlands. Will Sheridan had a bunch of rebounds, had a bunch of points, too. I think it's career high in both.
Well, Redlands, I don't know if any stats from that Redlands game can count. That game, that should have an asterisk. That was a hockey game. That wasn't a basketball game.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Whitey.
We come back, we'll have the starting lines and the tip. That's it for the Geico pregame show. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm like invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Raven, Nick, Laura, the All-Stars in Orthopedics are at Bryn Mawr Hospital. Emperor, Bernays, Lineberry, Good. Specialists who use the latest techniques to treat hips, knees, shoulders, hands, and ankles. Aremus, Abudi, Rosenfeld. They treat the players at Villanova and the athlete in all of us. Wavy, Kirkpatrick, Walsh. Go with the winning team at Bryn Mawr Hospital Orthopedics. Call 1-866 call MLH for an appointment.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
For over 20 years, Villanova University has partnered with one of the Delaware Valley's premier office solutions company. Zero Graphics Supplies and Equipment Company has been providing area businesses Canon's number one line of digital copiers and has set the standard for office technology. When you think Villanova athletics, you think tradition, determination, and a commitment to excellence. These same qualities are the backbone of Zero Graphics Go Service Program. When you're ready to purchase Canon copiers, think Zero Graphics. For more details, visit xsegoservice.com.
Villanova women's basketball is the perfect opportunity for your daughter, granddaughter, sister, or niece to see great women athlete role models in action on the court. This year's action-packed women's schedule features home matchups against UConn, Syracuse, Marquette, and other great teams. Get your tickets now at Villanova.com or by calling the ticket office at 610-519-4100. Be sure to ask about our special group pricing. Groups of 20 or more can get tickets for as little as $3 a seat to select games. You can't afford to miss the action.
Thank you.
by Carson. One less thing in life to negotiate. NovaCare, the exclusive rehabilitation provider for Villanova Athletics. Land Rover Jaguar Mainline. Diet Pepsi Max with Jim Singh and more caffeine. Ford dealers, the new Ford Escape has its 40-year chrome grill and more luxurious interior. Now available with a sunroof and Sirius satellite package. The new Escape will take you there in style. QualityPlusFord.com. Mainline Diagnostic Energy. Superior technology. Exceptional service. The new standard in patient care. State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Bud Light. Always worth it. And by Pacifico Marble and Brumall. Your Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, and Suzuki dealer. Serving all of Delaware County and the Mainline. Now, to courtside at the pavilion, along with Wayne Rigsby. Here's Brian Bannon.
Welcome inside the pavilion tonight. The Villanova Wildcats, ranked number 21 in the country, 4-1 overall, taking on the Penn Quakers with a record of 2-5 overall. And we will take a short break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup, and there will be tip-off between Villanova and the Penn Quakers as the Cats try to make history tonight. The Wildcats have an 11-game winning streak in Philadelphia. Big 5 action going into tonight's game with Penn. The Penn Quakers have that all-time record at 12 that they did back in the 70s. The tip-off and the starting lineup are next, right after this. The Villanova University Shop at Kennedy Hall invites you to bring your gift list to our community Christmas sale Thursday, December 6th, Friday the 7th, and Saturday the 8th. On these 3 days, you'll receive 15% off anything with a Villanova logo. We have plenty of parking, plus you'll get 15% off that favorite hoodie, jacket, or chair you've been wanting. Certain selected merchandise is not included on this sale. Don't forget, VillanovaBookstore.com is open 24/7 online. Merry Christmas from the University Shop, and go Cats!
For over 20 years, Villanova University has partnered with one of the Delaware Valley's premier office solutions companies. Zero Graphic Supplies and Equipment Company has been providing area businesses Canon's number one line of digital copiers and has set the standard for office technology. When you think Villanova Athletics, you think tradition, determination, and a commitment to excellence. These same qualities are the backbone of Zero Graphic's Go Service program. When you're ready to purchase Canon copiers, think Zero Graphic. For more details, visit xseghostservice.com.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Big Five Basketball Schools. Know who's number one in general and mechanical contracting. It's J.J. White up and down the court. Since 1920, J.J. White has completed countless construction projects for Philadelphia's Big Five universities, as well as healthcare systems and service industries. Everybody gives J.J. White high fives for safety, versatility, and total satisfaction. Visit jjwhiteinc.com today, a proud sponsor of Villanova Basketball.
For up-to-date breaking news on the Wildcats, there's no better source than Villanova.com, the official website of Villanova Athletics. Villanova.com provides detailed content and results of all Wildcats sports teams, with innovative photos, live games, and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about the Wildcats. Villanova.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Visit Villanova.com and make it your start page each time you log on to the Internet. Go to the source. Go to Villanova.com.
Welcome back inside the pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. Tonight, the Penn Quakers and the Villanova Wildcats. Villanova 4-1, the Quakers 2-5. Coming into this contest, it's point guard tonight for the Wildcats, Corey Fisher, to get his first start as a Villanova Wildcat, the 6'1", 200-pound freshman from the Bronx, New York, averaging 11.5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per contest. Wildcats will go to the three-guard starting lineup. Will be Scotty Reynolds also to get the start at shooting guard tonight, 6'2", 190-pound sophomore from Herndon, Virginia, averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists per contest. At the third-guard spot, Reggie Reddy, 6'5", 205-pound sophomore from St. Joe's Prep, Philadelphia product, 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per contest. For Villanova at power forward tonight. It will be Dante Cunningham, the 6'8", 230-pound junior from Silver Spring, Maryland, averaging 11.6 rebounds per game. And at center, Kasteem Drummond, 6'10", 275-pound sophomore from East Orange, New Jersey, averaging 8 points and 10 rebounds. And Shane Clark, strained quad hip flexor is the way they're calling it, his injury. And Shane Clark is in street clothes tonight. Will not dress for the contest. We're hoping he'll be back very shortly. Of course, Villanova's next game will be this Thursday, December 6th, against SEC-LSU, a 9:30 start down at the Wachovia Center. Take a look at the starting lineup for the visitors, the Penn Quakers. And a point guard will be Harrison Gaines, the 6'1", 175-pound freshman from Victorville, California, averaging 6.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, and just over 4 assists per game. As shooting guard Brian Grandieri, 6'4", 190-pound senior. Malvern Prep was his high school, Media, Pennsylvania, his hometown, 15 points and 6 rebounds. At the third guard spot, Tyler Bernardini, 6'6", 205-pound freshman from Carlsbad, California, averaging 9.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. At power forward, Jack Eggleston, 6'8", 215-pound freshman from Noblesville, Indiana, 9.5 points and 5 rebounds. And in center spot from Dallas, Texas, Justin Riley, 6'8", 225-pound sophomore, averaging 6 points and 2.5 rebounds. Whitey, tonight Villanova and Penn, over the years, it's been some great contests. Villanova's won 4 in a row in this series.
Well, a big 5 game is a big 5 game. You know, I'm not going to go as far as saying throw the records out, but big 5 games mean a lot more to the individuals involved than just a regular season game, especially a game in December. And I like the fact that these big 5 games, for the most part, are in December now, because they have their own special mix. If they were littered throughout the season, it might be a little bit harder to get up for a Penn game when you're playing Georgetown and Syracuse on either side of it. So I think I like the fact that these big 5 games, for the most part, are played during the month of December.
Penn Quakers, Glenn Miller in his second year as the head coach of the Quakers, coming in with an overall record of 24 wins and 14 losses. The Quakers are in their road blue uniforms tonight with the red and white trim. Wildcats in their home white uniforms with the blue trim. Of course, Jay Wright, head coach of the Wildcats, in his seventh season.
Yeah, I thought Miller did a real good job with Fran Dumpy's players last year. You know, if you come in, you have one year that had very good players, but you know, he held them together. He did a good job with them. But now these are his guys, other than Grandieri. These are his players, and I think you're going to see over the next year or two that that's going to be really good to determine what kind of coach and recruiter Glenn Miller is.
It will be Dante Cunningham and Riley, and Penn wins the tap as Riley.
Well, Dante won the tap as Riley moved and picked up the ball. Good job by him.
And they get the ball, and they go to work. Penn going right to left on your radio dial. Grandieri now, top of the key, on the dribble, just underway, going over the Penn Quakers tonight. Big 5 action at the pavilion. Grandieri now goes right side to Eggleston. Eggleston on the right side, right in front of Jay Wright. Back out top, Riley, three-pointer, back rim, no good. And Kasteem Drummond coming off a 17-rebound effort with the first.
A rebounding machine.
And the Cats go to work. So the Cats going left to right on your radio dial.
Man-to-man defense for the Quakers.
In the first half this evening, no score, just 45 seconds into the contest. Fisher getting his first start tonight, Whitey.
Yeah, first start of his career for
Guy Reynolds down the lane, off balance, three-footer off the glass and good.
Wildcats did such a good job in this press the other day, so they're going to come right out of it, right into it right away. Reggie Redding will pick up an early foul. They'll stay in it. First foul, Reggie Redding.
And the Wildcats now go to work defensively. They're 1-2-2, three-quarter court, state in pressure. Wildcats come up with a steal. It's Reggie Redding ahead to Reynolds. Reynolds goes up in traffic. Can he get it to go? No, but he's fouled. Scotty Reynolds to go to line for 2 free throws as the Penn Quakers, the freshman, turned it over. Tyler Bernardini.
Reggie Redding is just such a solid player. You know, I mean, nothing flashy, but I mean, he makes big plays and made a great steal that time. He gave it up to Reynolds, who caught it on the fly. Scotty started out offensively a little slow in some games. He ends up getting more points, but he has 3 quick points in the first minute of the game.
Scotty Reynolds, name the Big Five Player of the Week. Want to mention that, of course, is Villanova tonight playing their first Big Five game of the year as Scotty Reynolds knocks down both. That's a 4-0 back the other way. Bernardini goes up hard to the rim, and he fouled. Shot no good. Two free throws coming for the freshman.
That's probably the fault of Corey Fish right there. Fisher knows they're pressing, so he was up in the forecourt. The Penn player was hiding in the corner, really. Bernardini took the ball hard to pass the first foul on Drummond.
Villanova leads 4-0, 18:45 to go first half. And Tyler Bernardini will be at the free throw line. First one on the way, and way short, almost an air ball. Hardly hit the rim.
78% free throw shooter.
On the young year, the cap so far this season. Victories over Stony Brook and Bucknell, both here at the Pavilion. East Central Florida and George Mason down in Orlando area before losing NC State. So 4-1 record coming into their sixth game of the year here tonight.
Central's only full court pressure. The Wildcats are being straddled. Stay right, young guard.
Bernardini makes the second. Corey Fisher almost turns it over, something he hardly does at all. Scotty Reynolds now left wing. Three-pointer is good with Harrison Gaines right in his face from the left wing.
Reynolds has the first 7 points. It's going to be a big scoring effort for Scotty Reynolds today.
7-1, Cats lead, 18:23 to go. First half, Brandieri back out top to Gaines. Swinging right side to Eggleston. Eggleston now on the right side of the perimeter. Trying to dribble handoff to Bernardini. Still looking, goes back to Bernardini. Almost a backboard violation. Shot clock at 10. Bernardini now goes back out to the point guard. Freshman Harrison Gaines. Gaines at the foul line. 14-foot jumper. Spinning is good for Gaines.
Nice little spin move. Got the ball in the lane. Got it up and over Scotty.
Penn shows three-quarter court pressure. Fisher now finds Reynolds. Jumps it off with Team Drummond. Goes up. Layup is good. And it's easy for Drummond.
Great no-look pass by Redding. You see that he pushed the ball right down to the throat.
Pass trying to come up with steal from behind. The pass knocked it out of bounds. It was Scotty Reynolds on a heads-up play. Penn basketball to the Cats leading 9-3.
They took out Fisher, and I think he took him out to tell him where he needs to be after the foul shot. You know, when Scotty's shooting, you got to be back. You're our last line of defense.
Looking inbound, Quakers get it. Now, Brandieri goes back out to Eggleston. Shot clock at 24. They try a backcourt cut to Brandieri. Thrown away, but Brandieri comes up with it. Now dumps it off to Eggleston. He bottles it. Bottles it around and goes up. 8-footer short, rebound for him, and a hit to Scotty Reynolds. Cat puts the push. No numbers. A 1-on-3 for Reynolds. He goes back to Reggie Redding, who pulls up for a jumper. No good. Small footer from the left wing, and the rebound brought down by Harrison Gaines. Gaines across the timeline. Cats lead 9-3 in the game for the first time. We see Michael catch, and he's out of control and throws it out of bounds. Villanova basketball in the turnover from the 6'4" senior from Carmel, New York, Michael catch.
Yeah, this is such a culture shock for Grandier. You know, he played on a team last year, but he was the young guy with all those seniors, all those talented players. Now he's by far the eldest statesman with a bunch of young guys or unproven players.
Malcolm Grant in the game for the Wildcats now, along with Reggie Redding. Team Drummond, Dante Cunningham, and Scotty Reynolds. Stokes to check in at the net with them. Scotty Reynolds dumps it to Team Drummond. Drummond backing down, a little hook shot in the lane. It's put from 4 feet. Wow, Whitey.
That gives you confidence to guard. Hand himself in because he needs to make something happen.
Cats lead 11-3. 16:38 to go first half. Harrison goes to catch in the right corner. Now cross court, almost picked off. Eggleston working the baseline. And the right wing goes to Riley through his legs, out of bounds, turnover, Quaker.
The Wildcats' quickness in their length has been a problem for Quaker so far.
So Cameron Lewis checks in for the first time. Lewis, a 6'8" junior center from Washington, D.C., averaging 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. And also, Aaron Cohen getting his first look today for the Penn Quakers, the backup point guard, Abington Friends High School. Malcolm Grant fires a long distance two with his foot on the line from the top of the key. The contact back the other way ahead of the pass. That's just blocked out of bounds by Dante Cunningham.
Jay's upset now because someone just twice they got beat down the floor after a basket. Again, and believe me, I talked to him before the game. He said this team will try to run it down our throat after misses, after Mason. To me, it made no sense, but you know they're not as athletic. You know, they want to play a high scoring game.
13-3, Villanova leads by 10. 16 minutes to go in the first half. we're going to have a foul away from the ball. Let's see if they call it on the ball or away from the ball.
Away from the ball, I'm trying to get it.
So we'll step aside. 15:59 to go first half. It will be Penn basketball when we come back with Villanova. Off to a good start tonight. They're going to need the Penn Quakers. Villanova 13 and 10-3. Back after this on the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
Here is John Runyon, professional football player, talking about being the best.
In college, I started up both guard and tackle. It takes a lot of toughness and hard work to be good at one position, let alone two. Just like the Ford Super Duty, a class leader in both towing and payload.
Do you have what it takes to be a winner? Just go to FordPupChallenge.com and enter for a chance to win one of 16 authentic jerseys signed by John Runyon.
Get your Quality Plus Ford dealer today.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the Delaware Valley's leader in physical rehabilitation and occupational health and is the exclusive provider of athletic training services and rehabilitation to the Villanova Wildcats. With more than 70 convenient locations in Philadelphia and South Jersey, NovaCare maximizes physical well-being in patients of all ages. Don't let that nagging injury keep you on the sidelines. Think NovaCare and get back to life. For a center near you and a prompt appointment, call 800-770-NOVA or visit NovaCare.com.
Planning your organization's next meeting or event? Consider the Villanova University Office of Conference Services that offers state-of-the-art meeting facilities, award-winning dining services, modern furnished guest apartments, professional planning assistance, and a convenient location right on the prestigious Villanova campus. The Office of Conference Services wants to be the main line your next successful meeting or event. Call 610-519-7580. That's 610-519-7580. Or visit conferenceservices.villanova.edu.
Welcome back to the Pavilion Wildcats. We just went early 13-3. 16:59 to go. This boy says that's the patient indication of the Villanova ISP. Sports Network.
Sports Radio 950, WPEN Philadelphia,
home of the Brian Donovan Show,
the NFL playoffs, and the Super Bowl.
When it comes to these Big Five games, Jay Wright had this to say about the Pennsylvania Quakers.
We've got a guy named Brian Grandieri that probably went to Villanova, and he's a tough veteran guy, and it's only these kind of guys in Big Five games that coach and throw the game, make the big plays, and the rest of their guys are young, but they've got depth.
Back to the action. Cats lead 13-3 at the other end while Jay was commenting. Cohen missed a three. The Cats come down. They turn it over, going hard to the rim, and it's back the other way. Michael Ketch goes back out to Cohen. Now Riley swings it right side to Grandieri. Finds Cameron Lewis in the low block. Lewis backs him down, and then it's stripped by Corey Fisher, and Dante Cunningham comes up with it. Across the timeline, Fisher trying to find a cutting. Antonio Pena goes up. Layup is good for Pena. He just checks him on the tail.
Good just that time by Fisher. Really knows where everybody is on the court.
15-3. Cats lead. 15 minutes to go. First half. Grandieri. Left of the lane, trying to attack the rim. Shot no good. Foul called. Three Wildcats were around. Let's see who they call this one on. Call on Antonio Pena. Yes, they do. His first. Team fourth. Quakers with just one team foul so far.
Jay's already gone three deep on his bench, which is probably about what you'll see. I think Lee Anderson probably get some minutes in this game at some point. I'm not sure if we get in the first half. Jerry misses number one. 58% this season from the free throw line. Had a heck of a career at Malvern Prep. His mom, Bernadette, was in school with me.
So 15-4 going over lead. 14:55 to go. Now low, Antonio Pena bobbles. It goes out of bounds. It will be knocked off 10, though. It will be going over ball underneath their own bucket with 28 on the shot clock. Cats lead 15-4. Malcolm Grant looking to inbound. Still looking. Finds Dante Cunningham. Back to Fisher. Fisher double teamed on the right side of the perimeter. Now Corey Stokes.
Those defense now for Quakers.
Working around the perimeter. All three freshman guards on the court. Pena, long jumper. It's a twist, and it's a three-pointer for Antonio Pena from the left wing. And his first three is a Villanova Wildcat.
His first three attempts. He's a good shooting the ball, too. Wildcats up 18-4 now. Why did a lot of that stuff in? He's going to stop with the play. Cunningham sits down to see Drummond replaced him.
That shows three-quarter court pressure. Grandieri races it into the fourth court and goes up for an eight-foot jumper left of the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound, Fisher.
Good defense by Pena that time, Ryan.
Fisher, great pass to Antonio Pena. Feeling it off the three. Throws down a two-handed jam, and the Cats lead 20-4.
Fisher does a great job with a one-handed pass. I think sometimes you got to be careful.
And now we're going to have an over and back call on the 10th.
Justin Riley had not established himself in the front court. He was still in the back court, kind of jumped into the front court. Wildcats lead 20-4, 14-14 to go. We're going to keep it right here. For now, even though Glenn Miller does call his 30-second timeout. Contract it over from City Church Orange, proud to be the title sponsor of today's basketball game between Villanova and Penn. To learn more about how Smith Barney Financial Advisors can assist you, go to SmithBarney.com. Come to Smith Barney, where wealth works. Ryan, that might be a good thing for you to think about, where wealth works.
No doubt about it. Appreciate their sponsorship. And while you're so far in this game tonight, Villanova, what's impressed you the most other than the fact that they're up by 16 points just about 6 minutes in?
Well, I mean, you got to love their early play at Pena. We've heard a lot about Antonio Pena for 2 years or so now. I haven't seen him do a lot. He's had an opportunity to play here with Shane Clark down with the injury. And Pena's showing well. Antonio Pena, 7 points. He and Scotty have 7 points apiece. Reynolds back on the floor. Now Reynolds, Stokes, Drummond, Corey Fisher, and Pena. Zone defense looks like for Penn. They're going to play man-to-man.
Fisher in the middle of the floor on the dribble, top of the key. Fisher down the lane, goes up with the left hand, can't get it to go. The team Drummond gets it. His put back no good, but he fouled. Drummond's going to get 2 free throws.
I'm not sure who was guarding Fisher that time. He went past him like he was standing still.
In the backcourt right now is Cohen as well as Michael Ketch. So the backup guards, Cohen and Ketch, in the game for Penn right now. Also our first look today, Andreas Schreiber, the 6'9" sophomore from Sweden, averaging 5 points and 3.5 rebounds.
Drummond getting to the free throw line, makes the first one. Get right, talk about the tremendous strides that Drummond has made this season. Maybe he didn't. Only talk to me about it. I am so...
21-4, Wildcats lead. We'll have that.
We almost talked about it.
Yeah, we'll have that next time. Yeah, we're 21-4. 1 of 2, Drummond makes. 13:54 to go. First half. Michael Ketch now on the right wing.
Fisher. Good defense by the Wildcats.
Trying to reach in and come up with a kick. Grandieri now on the left wing. Shot clock at 17.
Grandieri played by Drummond. That's a tough matchup for the Chiefs.
Andreas Schreiber. Gives it off to Cohen. Shot clock at 8 and a carry call on Aaron Cohen.
Villanova's quickest in length has really bothered Penn. And no matter who they switch out, Penn's players aren't particularly quick. So, like, while Grandieri, you think, should be able to blow by Drummond, he didn't even make an attempt to.
Harrison Gaines in the game now, along with Tyler Bernardini, who just checked back in. Also Schreiber in the game. Jack Eggleston in the game. And rounding out the 5 for the Penn Quakers. It's Ketch. Stokes goes back to Reynolds. Reynolds, dribble penetration. Reynolds going to tap the rim, goes up. Shot is no good. We're going to have a foul. 2 free throws coming for Scotty Reynolds, who already has 7.
Reynolds going hard to the basket that time.
Villanova leads by 17 with 13:20 to go in the first half, and Reynolds is going to get 2 free throws.
Marcus, 8-for-10 from the floor. Doing a much better job shooting free throws in this one, and Penn just 1-for-6 with 1 field goal in the first 6.5 minutes. But have only attempted 6, also have 6 turnovers.
Second free throw is good. Penn Quakers have victories against the Citadel and Navy. 5 losses so far near 2-5 record for Penn coming in. Villanova now leads 23-4. Jack Eggleston now on the right wing. 3-pointer way off by Michael Ketch. Rebound Antonio Pena, head to Reynolds. Reynolds with no numbers goes in, and we're going to have a foul on Penn.
It's going to be on the floor. I don't know how Scotty got through there. They barely had a crack in the door. He went pounding to the floor.
Jumps right up. So Stokes, Reynolds, Drummond, Pena, and Fisher in the game for Villanova. 7 minutes into the game, it's been all Villanova. Cats lead 23-4. Reynolds looking. finds Pena on the left face line to Fisher on the left wing. Fisher thought about the three. Now Stokes to Reynolds on the right sideline. Drummond calls for it. Drummond gets it on the right wing. Passing down on the baseline now. 3 feet from the basket. Goes cross court. Fisher spot up three. Left wing. Yes, sir.
I tell you what, Drummond is such a good passer. He put the ball down three times and found an open Corey Fisher.
26-4. Villanova. Rowdy 10 early. Just 7.5 minutes into the contest. Down low. Drummond picks off the entry pass to Schreiber. Here comes the cap. Payne ahead to Fisher. Fisher pull up. 14-foot jumper straight ahead is good at the right elbow.
Glenn Miller going to have to take another timeout. They're getting it from all sides. Let's see if we can hear now what Jay Wright had to say about Kasim Drummond.
I'm so thrilled about him. I don't care if he does another thing. He's lost weight. He's developed a positive attitude. He's becoming a hell of a player. And it's just so nice to see it. Well, it's really what we all love about coaching. You know, Eddie Pinkney texted me after our first game and said, 53 points on the backcourt. Typical villain on the basketball. Tell Kasim to shut up and keep rebounding. I love it.
Him to shut up and keep rebounding. And Biggie's one of the few guys, you think about guys over the years that has that many rebounds. And we talked about the pregame we say about that Sheridan had 17 rebounds in that Redmond fiasco out there in California. Biggie had 22 rebounds against Patrick Ewing one time. And, just not a lot of guys have that many rebounds in a game. And you think a kid has really played just his fifth or sixth game where he had any played meaningful minutes. He only has 3 rebounds in this game so far, but they just haven't been a lot.
Go back to Orlando and talk about your impressions of those three games and what stood out the most for you.
Well, you know, I thought that they had two very good wins. It wouldn't have shocked me if they lost to Central Florida. I was very surprised and felt great about the fact they beat a very good George Mason team. Just as soon as it flipped how good George Mason is, they got drubbed yesterday for 38 points or something in the game. And the franchise thought they beat North Carolina State. If we had the opportunity to face North Carolina State in the postseason, I'd be very confident we could beat that basketball team. So I was very pleased with the tournament, pleased with the play of the freshmen, the new kids, how well they played.
You mentioned 10-2 victories. They've lost to Drexel at Loyola, Howard so far, along with Lafayette. Back to the action. Actually, tip in. They're going to give it to Eggleston or Schreiber. Let's see who they give that bucket to. Both there. Eggleston. They're going to give the bucket to Schreiber. Waiting on it.
I believe Schreiber got it.
Both around the rim. So the Cats now lead 28-6. 12 minutes to go in the first half. Fisher finds Reggie Redding on the left wing. Now Fisher with an open three, and it's good from the right corner for Corey Fisher.
Okay, 11-13, 12-4 from the strike.
31-6, Villanova lead. Schreiber goes back out to Harrison Gaines. Gaines now on the right side to catch. Catch signs up yellow, knocked away by Dante Cunningham. Cats come up with it. Fisher now in the half court to Scotty Reynolds. Dumps it down low. Team Drummond goes up, blocked out of bounds by Andreas Schreiber. He's going over the ball.
Great pass that time by Reynolds and caught Kasim Drummond. I think Kasim was shocked the guy was right that close to him. Cats lead 31-6, 11:23 to go. We'll be back after this on the Villanova IST Sports Network.
Grayson, Smith, Laura, the All-Stars in Orthopedics are at Bryn Mawr Hospital.
Emperor,
Bernays, Lineberry,
good.
Specialists who use the latest techniques to treat hips, knees, shoulders, hands, and ankles.
Arena,
a booty,
Rosenfeld.
They treat the players at Villanova and the athlete in all of us.
Wavy, Kirkpatrick,
Walsh. Go with the winning team at Bryn Mawr Hospital Orthopedics. Call 1-866-CALL-MLH for an appointment.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Imagine an arena filled with 10,000 screaming fans. Now imagine 4,000 of those arenas. Yes, 40 million. That's about how many fans trust State Farm for car insurance. That's more than Geico and Allstate combined. And people who switch to State Farm save an average of $369 a year. So get a quote right now at statefarm.com or call any agent's office 24/7. State Farm, an official corporate partner of the NCAA. Annual savings based on a survey of new policyholders and reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Today we salute you, Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy. You know
everything there is to know about the world of sports, except how to play them.
No coordination.
You talk sports for 8 hours a day, which is 7 hours and 45 minutes more than anyone listens.
Is anybody out there?
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Unathletic Supporter.
Today's game is presented by Smith Barney. Come to Smith Barney, where wealth works.
31-6. Wildcats. Big surge here in the first half. 11:23 to go. Wildcats 11-15 from the floor. 4-4 from beyond the arc. Just 2-9 for Glenn Miller's Quakers. Wildcats doing a good job on the glass. Just not a lot of rebounds. Wildcats haven't turned the ball over yet either.
Bob Donato, Wally Rutecki, and Bill Lobenstein are the three officials for tonight's game. Ready, top of the key, down right side to Cunningham. Cats go to work in a half-court set. Grant Oak down the lane, all the way in for an easy layup. Back the other way, Penn looks to push it. Bernardini goes up, no good. Tippin, no good. Bernardini goes up again, no good, but he's fouled.
I think his foul's going to be on Drummond. So who was on the floor, though, is it? No, it's going to be on Cunningham. It'll be his second. He'll probably sit down. It's like Antonio Pena will replace him.
So Cunningham picks up his second with 11:05 to go in the first half. And Villanova leading 33-6. Free throw is good by Tyler Bernardini, the 6'6" freshman out of Carlsbad, California. Started three freshmen today, did Glenn Miller, in his second year as the head coach of the Penn Quakers. And the second free throw is good. Villanova lead now is 33-8.
Tough place to play three freshmen.
Malcolm Grant in along with Scotty Reynolds, Reggie Reddy, Justine Drummond, and Antonio Payton. Penn shows three-quarter court pressure. Cats break it in. Malcolm Grant throws it away. Ahead of the pass is Harrison Gaines, and he goes in for the lane.
Okay, first turnover.
33-10. And they're going to have a foul called as Penn picked up that three-quarter court pressure again. Foul they call on Tyler Bernardini. His first. So both teams with five team fouls here. 10:43 to go. First half, Cats lead 33-10, and Villanova goes to work in a half court set. Reynolds in the middle of the floor, guarded by Harrison Gaines. Fisher on the right side of the perimeter now. Finds Reynolds. Dumps it to Justine Drummond. Drummond, real quick hook pass right through the hands of Reddy, but it was thrown very hard.
You like the idea. You'd like to be thinking that way, but it would be the catch supposed to stop that thing. See some 10 luminaries here behind the Penn base. Dave Montgomery, the managing partner for the Phillies, along with the governor, Ed Rendell.
33-10. That's going to work defensively. Randieri now finds Harrison Gaines all alone in the right corner for a three. No good. Team Drummond with the rebound. Reynolds, a great pass to Reggie Reddy for the easy layup in transition.
That was a great pass. All Bernardini had to do was open his mouth. The ball would have gone right in.
That's by 25. They lead 35-10. Exactly halfway through the first half. Reggie Reddy from behind comes up with a steal, just a little bit of contact on Engelson, and they call the reach-in foul on Reddy.
Yeah, he'll sit down there because he has two fouls. He's had himself a little bit of foul trouble this season.
But the luxury of guard after guard after guard that can come in when he gets in foul trouble because he plays so aggressive.
Oh, yeah, you don't lose a lot either. I mean, you go to those first eight, they're pretty interchangeable.
Bernardini guarded by Stokes up top to Schreiber. Left side, just terrible pass down by the feet of Brandieri. Out of bounds, 10 turnovers.
That's just a bad play by the big fella there. He's going to get himself a seat on the bench.
If Drummond plays like this, this team's upside is incredible, Whitey, without one senior.
Oh, gosh. I mean, tremendous. You know what? They're a fun team to watch football.
They sure are. Wildcats turn it over. Fisher goes off his foot as he was guarded way out on the perimeter by Tyler Bernardini. It'll be Penn basketball.
Here goes the three little guards now as he sits Antonio Pena down.
coming into this game. Fisher has played a total of 90 minutes of action in his young career and only had two turnovers. Riley straight away, three-pointer is good for the center, Justin Riley, for the Quakers. And the Caps now lead 35-13. Reynolds is going to fire a three, and it's a switch from the left sideline right in front of Jack Eggleston, 6'8", right to state.
That is an efficient game for Reynolds. 4-for-4 from the floor, 2-for-2 from three, and 4-for-4 from the strike.
Wow.
14 points.
38-13, Caps lead, 9 minutes to go first half. Bernardini, and we're going to have a recent foul called as Reynolds and Drummond were double-teaming Bernardini.
I think it was away from the ball. Malcolm Grant way away from the ball. Wildcats had a turnover there. It's going to be 1-1 for the Quakers. Wildcats pick up their 7th team foul.
So Riley Bernardini in the game along with the freshman Harrison Gaines running the point guard position. Eggleston. On the floor right now. It's Drummond, Reynolds, Fisher, Grant, and Stokes. Three freshmen and two sophomores for Villanova on the court. Free throw is good by Tyler Bernardini.
He now has four, all from the foul line. Villanova is 4-for-13, Ryan, from the field. Wildcats 14-18, 78%.
Those free throws good for Tyler Bernardini. 38-15. Villanova's lead now is 23 points at the 8:55 mark first half. Fisher finds Grant on the left side of the perimeter. Grant double penetration. Just sends it to Steve Drummond. Pump fake goes back out to Fisher. Fisher thought about the three. Now Fisher's shake move goes up and it's blocked out of bounds on the baseline there by Bernardini.
We probably need one move too many. As much as I like Drummond's passing the ball, he's got to power that ball, especially in this game. Power that ball right up to the goal.
Malcolm Grant looking to inbound. Still looking. Finds Fisher in the right corner. Shot clock at 15. Stokes goes up top to Scotty Reynolds. Reynolds puts the ball behind his back and gives up the dribble to Fisher. Fisher with 8 on the shot clock. Malcolm Grant jumps to the Christine Drummond. Goes up. Can't get it to go, but Christine Drummond is fouled. Two free throws coming for Drummond here.
That's just knowing how to play for Malcolm Grant. Now, he couldn't have seen Drummond too much, but he knew Drummond's man came to him. Good job by Drummond going to the basket, following your player to the basket, and also just a great pair of hands.
I don't know where to start when you think about Drummond, though. The passing that you talked about so far, the soft hands that you can't teach, how much weight he's dropped. I mean, the expectations of this team, just watching him right now, is changing in front of my eyes right now.
You've got to make some free throws, though.
No doubt.
No, you're right, though. He's a player. You know, I mean, he's someone to reckon. When we started the season, we weren't saying, well, teams are really going to have to prepare for Tim Drummond. That's not the case. Who needs to prepare for him? You and me decide whether it's Kasim, well, I call him, or Kasim as you call him. I'm not sure what's right. I'm sticking to that point until someone tells me different. I'm sticking with mine.
In the notes it says Kasim, so I went with the notes.
I don't spring that one either.
38-15, Cats try to come up with a steal, and they do. Back the other way, Malcolm Grant pulls up. 8-foot jumper is good right away for Malcolm Grant in transition.
That would be your teardrop there. 40-15, Cats.
So Drummond couldn't make the free throws, but did the Cats come up with another steal? Yes, they do. Malcolm Grant ahead to Stokes for the layup, and the Cats are all over the Quakers now. 42-15. Wow.
Glenn Miller does look like he's about to take a timeout. He already take a pair. Okay, 15-20 for the floor now. 15-21, I'm sorry.
Cats knock it away. Pena, quick hands, comes up with it. They went to Eggleston and rolled block. Drummond comes up with it and gives it off to Malcolm Grant, and the Cats set up their offense. Villanova leads 42-15 with 7:38 to go in the first half, folks. Malcolm Grant on the dribble, top of the key, guarded by Bernardini. Malcolm Grant trying to make a play. Nothing there. Good defense. Now he slides by the double team. Somehow gets a reverse. Scoopy layup off the glass and good for the freshman Malcolm Grant. Back the other way, Harrison Gaines, and a charge taken taken on the play by Antonio Pena.
That's just insult to injury there. You know, athleticism of Villanova's guards are showing has just been incredible. They're not going to stop playing. Penn's pushed the ball before. This is going to be a very, very high-scoring game. Wildcats lead it. 44-15, 7:19 to go. We'll be back after this in the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
Golfers, meet the challenge. Play Downing Sound Golf Club, nestled in the heart of Chester County. This George Fazio Daily Sea Championship Course has the amenities of a private club. Its tree-lined fairways offer exciting play on impeccably maintained bent grass from tee to green. A well-appointed clubhouse and Milltown Grill complete the day. Downing Sound Golf Club is located off the Route 30 bypass Downing Sound exit. Call 610-269-2000 or visit golfdowningtown.com for tee times. Downing Sound Golf Club. Meet the challenge.
Hey, race fans, I'm Darrell Walker. I'm sure you know just how much I love Mountain Dew. We go way back. You may even remember the green and white Mountain Dew car I drove the 2 Cup Championships in.
Darrell, we got a situation.
Hey, it's my old friend Cheetah, folks. Hey, what's up, son?
The convenience store next to the Speedway just ran out of Mountain Dew. I'm going to pick up a few other cases and text our camp. I need you to drive Rocker. You're up for a run?
Oh, baby, you got that right. Let's go racing.
Go
ahead there, Cheater.
Well, you got a Smokey looking to cook your goose.
He's going to need a few more horses to stop this new train. Hey, Smokey, you got the ears on?
Hear on every word you're saying, D.W.
I just crossed the state line. I'm out of your jurisdiction. Hey, Cheater, I just played some tailpipe music for that Smokey. Looks like them good people going to get their dues. That's all for now, folks. I'm Darrell Walker, and I'm fueled by dew. Mountain Dew.
Wildcats leading in a blowout here early in the first half. 7:19 to go. Lincoln Mercury is a proud sponsor of Villanova basketball and the Dress Like a Wildcat contest. Show your school spirit for a chance to win a 2-year lease on new Lincoln MKS. Go to PhillyLM.com for all the details. Wildcats just killing it from outside. 77%, 17 for 22, 5 for 5 from beyond the arc, 5 for 8 from the foul line. Only 9 rebounds in the game for Villanova, but they frankly just haven't met a lot of them.
Villanova has the shot that's good since 85, when they first went 22 and 28, shot 78.6% at Georgetown in the title game. So three-pointer right wing is long, and the long carom comes out to Aaron Cohen. Aaron Cohen now top of the key, gives up his dribble. Riley dumps down to Eggleston. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Eggleston is still from him, went for a Villanova ball.
With 10, 13 shot attempts, 14 turnovers in. Wildcats with just 3 turnovers. Just, really, from beginning to end, this has been a domination.
And they're only in the first half with still 6:51 to go in the first half. 44-15, Villanova leading the Penn Quakers. Fisher finds Antonio Pena on the right wing. Now Malcolm Grant, top of the key. Grant pulls up for a deep three, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Scrambles, so saves it in to Malcolm Grant. Dumps it down low to Drummond. Drummond goes cross court. Fisher, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Last touch by Villanova will be 10 basketball.
Again, Drummond threw a great pass to a wide-open Fisher. But he's done the best. You know, in this game, especially if you're playing a paper, it's a little different. This game, I think you got to tower that ball up to the glass. You need a little bit too much selfish.
That inside-outside game is going to be lethal in the future, though. Penn goes to work in the half-court set. Grandieri gets a wide-open three, and it's good from the left wing for Brian Grandieri.
Grandieri wide open that time, spot-up three. Andrew Otten will get some minutes here. We haven't seen a lot of Andrew Otten this season. Just 3 minutes in one game. I believe he played the Stony Brook game. He's a student favorite. Sophomore in school, freshman eligibility-wise.
So the Cats going to work in the half-court set. Correct, I did play in the season opener. 86-64 win against Stony Brook right here back on November 9th. Cats lead 44-18. Stokes, dribble penetration. Offensive foul called on Villanova.
Five freshmen on the floor right now for Villanova.
Stokes on the push-off, his first.
It's nice to see one of these little guards to get an easy basket. You get him comfortable out there.
Player control, so no shooting situation. Even though the Cats do have 18 fouls, 10 with 17 fouls. 1-1 is kicked in for both ball clubs. 7 Iggy. Five Cohen, now Grant Deary in the low block, and they're reaching foul called on Malcolm Grant.
2 on Grant. Scotty might end up coming back on the floor. I don't think he's going to worry too much about it.
For the Wildcats now. As we mentioned, along with Payne, free throw no good. Fisher, Stokes, and Grant. And turnover by Fisher, hasn't had many of those. Grant Deary now, 2-on-1, goes up, draws contact, shot no good. Payne fouled him, 2 free throws coming for Brian Grant Deary.
Deary back to the foul line.
Free throw is good. 44-19. Villanova lead with 5:20 to go in the first half. Second one is good for the lefty, Brian Grant Deary. Very smooth stroke he has, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's nice player. I saw him play in high school at Melbourne.
Right. Lead by 24, 44-25, 12 to go. Fisher tries to find Grant. Grant couldn't come up with it on the right wing. Threw it behind him. Malcolm slipped on the floor. Turnover going over.
Freshman finding their way a little bit. 3 turnovers in a row, they're not turning the ball over at all.
As you said, Whitey, 5 freshmen on the court for Villanova. 2 are redshirt freshmen, 3, their first semester on the main line. Eggleston now at the left elbow, almost walked. Now Iggy, straightaway 3-pointer is no good. Rebound, Payne. Payne way up for that one. Here comes Fisher, goes back to Malcolm Grant. Stokes now, an NBA distance 3 is short, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Riley, so Villanova to get a fresh 35.
Stokes is another guy that'd really like to see him, you know, make a couple of shots. He didn't struggle from the front. That was a particularly good shot, but they want to get him started. They're going to need him as the season goes on.
2 of 13 from 3-point range coming in. Fisher, 3-pointer, back rim, no good. Stokes gets the rebound. Stokes goes up. It's blocked by Eggleston and brought down by Kevin Heaton. Now Cohen pulls up in transition, his 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, another one for Pena. Gives it off to Malcolm Grant. Cats lead 44-20. Down low, Andrade goes up.
Oh, no good.
He got hammered, right. No call, right.
I'm not sure they touched the ball at all there. Good heck of a look inside, though.
Eggleston, top of the key, jumps it to Riley. His turnaround, 12-footer, left of the lane, no good. Hot couldn't control. Grant Deary comes up with it, tries to draw contact. No foul called, and the 8-footer is short. Rebound, Pena. Head to Fisher. Down to 4 minutes to go, first half. Cats lead 44-20 over the Penn Quakers. Stokes, now Fisher has it. To Grant on the left wing. Stokes, top of the key. Stokes trying to attack the rim. Dumps it off to Pena. Pena goes up. Hammered by Eggleston. Shot no good. 2 free throws coming for Antonio Pena. And he looks more comfortable today than I've seen him all year on the court.
There's a lot of little ticky-tack stuff going on out there between Eggy and Fisher. Eventually, when he comes back, Pena looks real powerful going to the basket. Pretty good dish that time. So Kathleen is 44-20. 3:47 to go here in the first half. We'll be right back. And this is the Villanova of ISC, Sports Network.
Hey, I'm going for a burger. Want one?
No, thanks. I brought something.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. What is that?
Nothing.
It looks like, is that tofu?
Yeah, I'm looking after myself.
All of a sudden?
Well, yeah, now that I've got a lifetime engine guarantee from CarSense.
The CarSense lifetime engine guarantee. Now CarSense not only has the best warranty right from the start, we're way better in the long run, too.
Yesterday, if I had a heart attack, it'd be a shame.
Uh-huh.
Today, it'd be a waste of money.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
CarSense, Route 100 Euclid, Route 309 Hatfield, or at CarSense.com.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
The Villanova University Shop in Kennedy Hall invites you to bring your gift list to our community Christmas sale Thursday, December 6th, Friday the 7th, and Saturday the 8th. On these 3 days, you'll receive 15% off anything with a Villanova logo. We have plenty of parking, plus you'll get 15% off that favorite hoodie, jacket, or chair you've been wanting. Certain selected merchandise is not included on this sale. Don't forget, VillanovaBookstore.com is open 24/7 online. Merry Christmas from the University Shop, and go Cats!
For over 20 years, Villanova University has partnered with one of the Delaware Valley's premier office solutions companies. Xerographic Supplies and Equipment Company has been providing area businesses Canon's number one line of digital copiers and has set the standard for office technology. When you think Villanova athletics, you think tradition, determination, and a commitment to excellence. These same qualities are the backbone of Xerographic's Go Service program. When you're ready to purchase Canon copiers, think Xerographic. For more details, visit xseghostservice.com.
Smith Barney. Come to Smith Barney, where wealth works.
Now, get custom fit golf clubs just like the PGA Tour Pros at the new TaylorMade Golf Performance Center. 15 more yards guaranteed. The only golf from the golf store located in the court. The King of Prussia Mall. Joe Gaines, Grand Slam, coming up small so far this evening.
Got them.
Technical difficulties. Always falls on the hands of a man at the controls.
Here our first look at Remy Cofield in the game for Penn as Kenya makes the first. Cofield, 6'4", 205-pound freshman out of Newton, Massachusetts, and played very well in the game against UVA.
He wants to be all these guys just to get the experience playing in the big five and playing in a hostile environment. It certainly is.
But Cofield scored 19 points against UVA. He should have been on the court earlier. Watching him the other day on tape of that UVA game, he looked good. 46-20, Cats lead by 26 now. As Pena made both free throws down.
Wayne Ennis on the floor now for Ivy.
Throws it, picked off by Fisher. Fisher goes in, and he's hard going to the basket. Shot no good. Two free throws coming for Corey Fisher.
One thing I like, Fisher, he didn't try to take the ball to the other side of the rim. He went up on this side and brought the foul upon himself. Get a couple of free throws now. Fisher 3-for-7 gets the start there. 3-for-7 from the floor. First tip to Allen. Bobcats have forced 15 turnovers here in the first half. 16 turnovers they forced the first half against North Carolina State. Fisher not set number one.
Well, you describe how teams defensively have to play when Fisher's in the game in terms of his quickness and his scoring ability at that point guard position.
Well, the only way to play today, you have to fake and retreat on him. And I think if you have a longer, quick kid, you have a better shot. Someone who can put a big arm in his face. But he can blow right past you. So he makes both free throws. Cats are up 48-20.
A guy like Jarrell McNeil or Wesley Matthews has got to be a guy to guard him from Marquette. Back the other way. Three-pointers missed by Iggy. As Fisher knocks down both free throws. Cats now go back to work in the half-court set, leading 48-20 over Penn with 3:07 to go in the first half. Fisher on the left wing.
But McNeil will be a good matchup. He's a good matchup against everybody.
Yep. Of course, James as well in that great backcourt. And a carry call on Malcolm Brandt.
7-0 for Villanova. He's really done a great job so far this season protecting the basketball. Over like 11 turnovers a game.
48-20. Cats lead by 28. 2:52 to go. Eggleston pulls up for a 17-foot jumper straight away. Back on her. No good. Tip up. No good by Remy Cofield. And now Lewis goes on. He can't get it to go. But Cameron Lewis will get two free throws here with 2:44 to go in the first half. And the Cats all over Penn. 48-20.
First time the Bridges really got up on the glass. Offensive opportunities in a row. Offensive 20 points in the paint. He just sits in the breakers.
Free throw way off. Cameron Lewis, they have one more. Hot comes back in. Fisher gets his feet.
So it's really a move to the other guard spot now.
Second free throw, no good. And bobbles the rebound with nobody around. It goes off his foot, out of bounds, turnover.
Andrew Ott needs for something good to happen. Like I said, he needs that would come in. That was a pretty easy rebound for him. I think he just has a case of the freshman jitters.
Looking inbound, Aaron Cohen. Underneath by Remy Cofield. Layup is good for a freshman that I really like, Remy Cofield. 48-22, Cats lead. 2:30 to go, first half. Now, Penn almost comes up with a turnover. Malcolm Brandt.
That's the right call. That's the right call. That's happened right in front of us. Malcolm Brandt bounced the ball once in the forecourt, and then it bounced up his own knee to the backcourt. Good hustle. 5 points.
So a turnover for the Cats. A
inbound. Gets it off now to Cohen, now on the left side. Bernardini, top of the key to Lewis. Cohen trying to dump it to Remy Cofield, goes back out to Bernardini. Bernardini now tries to throw it underneath and picked off by Stokes. That's now in transition. Now they run their half-court set. Malcolm Brand in the middle of the floor, 25 feet from the basket. 2 minutes to go. First half, Cats lead 48-22. Dwayne Anderson in the game now. On the dribble on the right sideline. Swing it around the perimeter. Andrew Ott now. Back to Anderson, a reaching foul called on Remy Cofield.
Now, one thing I can do, he can face the basket and shoot the ball. He's a pretty good shooter, especially for a big fella.
Double bonus situation for both teams here as we come down the stretch of the first half.
Well, like I said, they scored a lot of points. They had 42 points about 7.5 minutes to go, and just 48 now. Anderson gets there.
Free throw is no good, man. If you're just joining us and didn't hear earlier, Villanova carries an 11-game winning streak in Philadelphia Big 5 action into this game, trying to tie the all-time record for consecutive Big 5 wins. Penn has that with 12. Free throw is no good. Anderson misses both. The long harem comes out to Bernardini. Bernardini now down the lane.
Good play by Andrew Ogden. Great job there taking that charge. Again, a kid like that, he just needs something good to happen. That might have been it. Turnover number 17, I believe, now for the Quakers.
Put it in historical perspective, Whitey, it was your freshman year when that 12-game winning streak that Penn had was snapped when Penn lost to LaSalle during the 74-75 season.
And LaSalle was really good at Joe Bryan, Kobe's dad, was one of the star players in that team. We beat Penn the next year. Joe Rogers made a jump shot, the one jump shot that he made in his career. He's a very, very good Penn team.
Stokes working a baseline, can't get it to fall, but he's fouled with 1:24 to go in the first half, and Villanova up 48-22.
Hard to believe that people that just have been following these Penns the last 15 to 20 years, always good in the Ivies, but in those days they were good in the country. You know, they were 28-0 one year when Villanova beat them in the NCAA tournament. They won the NCAA tournament spread every year and a very, very good team. They've got great players.
Yeah, that streak for Penn started partially in the 71-72 season, and then in the 72-73 and 73-74 seasons, they went 4-0 both years, and then, like I said, it was January of 75. 74-75 season when it finally came to an end.
50-22, Stokes makes a pair. Cats lead is 28.
1:20 to go in the first half. Michael Ketch, now Remy Cofield goes back to Ketch on the left wing. Up top to Aaron Cohen, the backup point guard, sets the play with 20 on the shot clock.
They've been here on the bench for a long time.
Anderson. Now by Remy Cofield, right wing three-pointer, no good. Karen comes to Stokes. Stokes ahead to Fisher. Fisher on the right wing. Stokes carries the basketball. Turnover going over.
You know, the freshmen, especially when you said, you know, they started it last year, they kind of call that carry a little more. Both Graham and Fisher got called on in the first half.
49 seconds to go in the first half. Going over 50-10-22. Lewis now picked off by Fisher. Fisher now one-on-one. Fisher trying to get a trail and nobody there slows things up. Goes back to Stokes and the Cats reset here.
Good maturity by Fisher.
Fisher, pump fake, now fires at long distance. Three and a shot from the left wing for Corey Fisher.
And they got a better look at him. He has 13 now. His first start of the career.
53-22. 15 seconds to go. The first half shot clock is off. Villanova leads by 31 points.
Three seconds call in the lane. They got Lewis. Penn was about to hold for one shot there. I mean, should they hold for one shot and they're down 31, you wouldn't think so. Villanova get a chance for the last possession to have.
Joe Gaines unofficially with 19 turnovers for Penn. Can you make it official, right?
It is official.
Wow. He's back. Down to 2 seconds to go, and Stokes gets it in the right corner.
Stepped out of bounds.
Yep, sure did. So Penn
That's how deep he can shoot the ball. 2.4 seconds to go. Now Penn will get the last possession of the half.
what 10 can do. 10 throws away. Fisher gets it. Fisher's going to get off a half-court shot at the buzzer. It is no good. And Villanova, while he breaks down this first 20 minutes, to see Villanova leading by 31 points, 53-22 over a Big 5 foe.
When you shoot 60% from the floor and force 20 turnovers to happen, there's a good chance you'll probably have a lead at the intermission.
Comcast SportsNet is your home for local sports. Catch sports tonight, 6:30 and 10 for the latest on all of your favorite teams. Only on Comcast SportsNet. Nobody does Philly sports better. Now, during our halftime report, Scott Long will have Big East and other college basketball scores and more. We'll look at the first half stats, and we'll get Whitey's keys to the second half as well. But coming up next, Whitey Rigsby chats with Rick Hinn, branch manager of the Concert Hockey Office of City Smith Barney. The halftime score here at the Pavilion, Villanova 53 and the Penn Quakers 22. Stay tuned for our halftime report after this on the Villanova ISD Sports Network.
Pacifico Marple has been serving the Villanova community for many years with a great lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. And now with the addition of Lincoln Mercury and Suzuki to their lineup, you can be sure they'll continue to provide great vehicles at great prices and the highest quality service for many more years to come. And Pacifico is committed to the long life of your vehicle with our Auto for Life coverage and America's number one warranty from Suzuki. Pacifico Marble, Villanova's Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Suzuki dealer.
When it comes to college basketball, it doesn't matter what your record is or where you are in the standings. When your team's out there, someone's shouting, "We're number one." But when it comes to car insurance, State Farm is it. That's because more people trust State Farm for car insurance than Geico and Allstate combined. And those who switch to State Farm save an average of $369 a year. Get a quote right now at statefarm.com or call any agent's office 24/7. State Farm, an official corporate partner of the NCAA. Annual savings based on survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
On the Big Island of Hawaii, molten lava flows from the Kilauea volcano to the sea, creating about 32 acres of new land each year. And wherever there's new land, there's a new Land Rover. Introducing the all-new 2008 Land Rover LR2, built to deliver outstanding aerial performance. Plenty of interior space and the unmatched capability of Land Rover, including patented terrain response, a system that, with a simple turn of the dial, adjusts the LR2's traction, braking, and drivetrain electronic system to meet the demands of almost any terrain. And like every Land Rover vehicle, the LR2 comes with complimentary scheduled maintenance for the length of the warranty. The all-new 2008 Land Rover LR2, starting at 34.7. See how the LR2 is breaking new ground at newlr2.com.
Visit the brand new Land Rover Mainline Showroom in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Wildcats leading us in a blowout, 53-22. We're very happy to be joined by a former, not a former, I guess you're never a former, an alum from Villanova, class of 1992, Rick Hinn, who's the branch manager for City Smith Barney. And for those of you, and Rick, we'll let Rick explain it, City Smith Barney is the title sponsor for this game, and everyone in the building, Rick, has a Villanova V white shirt on with City Smith Barney in the back. What's that all about?
Well, you know, it's our commitment to Villanova and going there and being back in the community and working with Eric Major and ISP Sports. It's just a great way to show our commitment to the university. It's good to see the Wildcat out there with it on. And we just have a lot of friends here, so it's good to support.
Talk to me a little about the other. Tell me about the detail of your office in Conshohocken now.
Conshohocken office, we've got 40 financial advisors, a total of 60, and we manage fund assets right around $3 billion. And I'm going to take this opportunity just to wish everybody from my office a happy holiday. They're great people, and they do wonderful things for our clients.
Now, Smith Barney Phillies have moved into Philadelphia, most notably Citibank.
Yes.
Talk about that. Like, I've heard of Citibank for a long time. Obviously, I've heard of Smith Barney for a longer time. Talk to me about the mix. Talk to me how they fit together.
Yeah, a lot of our clients don't know that we're affiliated with one another. About a year ago, we had an initiative to grow our franchise in both Boston and Philadelphia. So most notably Citibank being in town. Both City Smith Barney and Citibank are part of City, and we basically represent the largest financial services company in the world. So we have a lot more deliverables for our clients, a lot more solutions. And you might see Citibank branches. We have about 21 of them now. By the end of 08, we should be at about 30. So complementing our retail banking with our Smith Barney clients is a great thing.
And how is it good for people, for your clients here in this area in Philadelphia, Delaware Valley? The city's entire platform is here.
Well, we can do more things. I mean, we have about 50% of our clients are business owners, and Citibank and our cash management, our lending platform, is really geared towards those clients. And really, from a brokerage platform or wealth management, we never had that deliverable before. Now we have it. We can do more things. And clients really don't need four banks anymore. They can do everything with us. So we didn't buy a bank. We're building out, so it's taking a little longer. We have a five-year commitment with the Kimmel Center. So our name's getting around. We have billboards, and we're really doing a lot of great things.
Rick, you're a graduate of Villanova. How important is it to you personally the fact that your company is so, I guess the word is, well invested in Villanova, your alma mater?
I met my wife here, so we have a vested interest.
We did good for ourselves.
Absolutely. She's right up there right now laughing because I've got the headsets on. You know, it's great. I've been with the Contact and Office of Smith Barney for about 15 months now, and I got an introduction to Eric Major, and it just made sense. So we were able to do two games last year. We've got this game. Our Citibank partners have a game in January, I believe. And doing the T-shirts, it just works. Just because we spent 4 years here, we have a family now. Nicholas and Christian are my two boys, and it just seemed right to be part of this institution again.
How old are Nicholas and Christian? They got to be young. You're a young guy. How old are your kids?
Nicholas turned 3 in August, and Christian's 10 months.
Oh, God, those are great ages. They don't talk back so much yet.
No. Nicholas does. He does, but that's why he's at home tonight.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much for being a part of Villanova Athletics, Villanova Basketball, and I know the ISP people are terrific to work with. We really appreciate you being here and spending some time with us.
Absolutely. I'm glad to.
Our halftime guest has been Rick Hinn, who's the branch manager of the office in Conshohocken for City Smith Barney. Our halftime score, Wildcats 53, 22 for your Penn Quakers, 8:48 to go here in halftime. Ryan Fenn will be back right after this.
Everyone knows about Aquafina water, but not everyone knows about the variety of flavored water beverages. First, you have Aquafina Flavor Splash, which is like football. Big bunch of tough guys tackling each other. Actually, it's nothing like that. Pretty much the exact opposite of that. Flavor Splash has a refreshing fruit flavor, not big or tough, but they both begin with the letter S, so there you go. Next, there's Aquafina Sparkling, which is like soccer. Two teams running down the field, both chasing after one little round ball. Now, Aquafina Sparkling is carbonated, so it has bubbles, and bubbles around just like soccer balls. And last, there's the low-calorie Aquafina Alive, which is like baseball. Oh, the excitement of watching a home run. Got to be in pretty good shape to hit a homer. Sometimes it takes a little something extra, a boost, that comes in a bottle like Aquafina Alive, the drink that has essential vitamins to make you feel good. Aquafina, make your body happy.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Sprint presents great moments in broken plays, decked out in full body paint and a foam finger. Even was ready for the big game. Except for one crucial item.
Where's my ticket?
Fortunately, he could follow the game from outside the stadium with scores, stats, and highlights zapped to his sprint phone.
How about them Wildcats?
And that's college basketball at sprint speed.
Official wireless services sponsor and avid fan of Villanova Athletics.
Requires a power vision capable handset and internet access. See sprint.com for details.
Want to hear the sound of hassle-free traveling?
All aboard!
Amtrak takes the hassle out of traveling to over 500 destinations. You can stretch out in a spacious seat, relax in a sleeping car, and enjoy a hot meal in the dining car. And for those who want to kick back and take in the scenery, go right ahead. For everything you get on Amtrak, the one thing you won't get is this. So whether you're going to a family reunion or an away game, make it a whole lot nicer on Amtrak. Book your trip today at Amtrak.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL.
All aboard!
Scott Long back in the Villanova ISP Network studios. We'll be back with more of our Big East scoreboard, but right now we need to take a station break, and you're listening to the Villanova ISP Network studios.
Sports Radio 950.
PDE and Villanova.
Home of the Brian
Dawkins
Show.
The NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl.
And the score at the half, Villanova Wildcats 53 and 10, 22. Welcome back. This is Scott Long in the Villanova ISP Network Studios. It's time to look at the Big East scoreboard. Providence and Boston College all knotted up at 70 in the second half with about 2:31 left in this game. Also in the second half, Eastern Michigan is losing to Notre Dame 45-32 in this one. And also we have Tulane, Syracuse, 28-21. Syracuse is leading Tulane in this one. Seton Hall is trailing St. Mary 44-30 in this one. It is at the half. 41 seconds left in the first half with University of Central Florida leading South Florida 37-36 in this one. Some finals. Number 5, Georgetown beats Fairfield today 61-49. West Virginia beats Winthrop 70-53. That a final. Alexander with 19 points for West Virginia. Rutgers, a winner over Princeton 54-50. And Louisville, the 12th ranked Cardinals, have a close one with Miami of Ohio 47-41. 44, excuse me, the final in this one. Pittsburgh, a winner, 14th ranked head. They go on to beat Toledo 78-52 in this one. Gonzaga, a winner over Connecticut. Close game in this one, 85-82, the final. UAB, a winner today over Cincinnati, 73-54. We have more of the halftime show coming up. Our score at the half, it is 53-22. Villanova all over Penn. It's now time for a State Farm Women's Update.
This is the Wildcats Women's Performance Update presented to you by State Farm Insurance. Each week, we'll be highlighting women's sports teams at Villanova or recapping one of many outstanding performances. This week, we're featuring the women's basketball team. The Wildcats are coming off a win Wednesday over Fairfield and two victories last weekend over South Alabama and San Francisco, en route to winning the Ottawa Classic. The team tied a school record hitting 18 of 29 shots from beyond the arc during an 83-58 victory over South Alabama. Three Wildcats were honored for their play during the tournament, while junior Lisa Cardwell and senior Stacey Whitten were named the all-tournament team, while junior Laura Kurtz was named Cornyn MVP. She also received Big East and Big 5 Player of the Week athlete. The team's next game is on Wednesday at 7 p.m., and they host fellow Big 5 opponent, St. Joe's. The team returns to Aspen versus George Washington next Saturday at 1 p.m. Both games take place on the hardwood floor of the pavilion. This is Sarah Grudisa with the State Farm Women's Performance Update. You're listening to Nova Nation All Access, your home of Wildcats basketball.
He's your point guard. You know how many steals you rack up in a game and edge forward in your seat when he's about to go for it. It's how you feel about your team, and it's how we feel about car insurance. Here's our favorite stat. More people trust State Farm for car insurance than Geico and Allstate combined. And people who switch to State Farm save an average of $369 a year. Get a quote right now at statefarm.com or call any agent's office 24/7. State Farm, an official corporate partner of NCAA basketball. Annual savings based on survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The only thing better than a great game is watching it in a great-looking home. And the best way to make your home come to life is by visiting your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Duration Home interior and Duration exterior coating. Discover why Sherwin-Williams is the place for everything you need for any decorating project. From start to finish, for painting and decorating. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
If you're looking for a great camp experience this summer, visit Camp Villanova on the Villanova University campus. From sports to sports broadcasting to computers to medicine to leadership skills, there are professionally run day and overnight programs for dozens of interests. Villanova's campus offers awesome facilities, an award-winning dining service, and a convenient location on the main line next to Route 476. For information regarding each camp, call Camp Villanova at 610-519-3099.
Hey, I'm going for a burger. What one?
I don't know. Thanks. I brought something.
Hey, wait a minute. What is that?
Nothing.
It looks like, is that tofu?
Yeah, I'm looking after myself.
All of a sudden?
Well, yeah. Now that I've got a lifetime engine guarantee from CarSense.
The CarSense lifetime engine guarantee. Now CarSense not only has the best warranty right from the start, we're way better in the long run, too.
Yesterday, if I had a heart attack, it'd be a shame.
Uh-huh.
Today, it'd be a waste of money.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
CarSense. Route 100 Euclid, Route 309 Hatfield, or at CarSense.com.
Our
Halftime score, 53-22, Villanova over Penn. We'll be back right after this.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the Delaware Valley's leader in physical rehabilitation and occupational health, and is the exclusive provider of athletic training services and rehabilitation to the Villanova Wildcats. With more than 70 convenient locations in Philadelphia and South Jersey, NovaCare maximizes physical well-being in patients of all ages. Don't let that nagging injury keep you on the sidelines. Think NovaCare and get back to life. For a center near you and a prompt appointment, call 800-770-NOVA or visit NovaCare.com.
Sprint presents great moments in broken plays, decked out in full body paint and a foam finger, keeping us ready for the big game. Except for one crucial item.
Where's my ticket?
Fortunately, he could follow the game from outside the stadium with scores, stats, and highlights zapped to his Sprint phone.
How about them Wildcats?
And that's college basketball at Sprint speed.
Official wireless services sponsor and avid fan of Villanova Athletics.
Requires a power vision capable handset and internet access. See Sprint.com for details.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
ISP is America's home for college sports. ISP is proud to be the multimedia rights holder to the Villanova Wildcats, as well as more than 40 other NCAA Division I college properties across the U.S. ISP can help you tap into the fastest-growing and most affluent and loyal consumer segment of the American economy, the college sports fan. Put the marketing experts at ISP to work for you. Our team of dedicated pros can custom-design winning sales solutions for your business. Visit ISPSports.com today and see how ISP Sports can help you win. Raving fans, ISP, America's home for college sports.
Villanova University, a prestigious community of scholars striving for academic excellence. And of course, the home of the Wildcats. And now, your kid's unbridled school spirit can leave you with a new Lincoln MKX. It's the Dress Like a Wildcat contest. Just send in a picture of your pride and joy in their favorite Villanova gear to PhillyLM.com, and you could win a 2-year lease on a new Lincoln MKX or other great prizes. See PhillyLM.com for complete details.
Lincoln, a proud sponsor of the Wildcats.
Back at the Pavilion, Villanova leads at 53-22 at halftime. Second half about to get underway. The Cats shot 18 of 30, 60% in the first half. 6 of 11 from beyond the arc, just under 55%. And while Penn shot just 6 of 23, 26%, and 2 of 10 from beyond the arc. Cats led by Reynolds, who had 14 points. We're underway. Second half action. Cats going right to left on your radio dial. Villanova in their home white uniforms with a blue trim. Penn Quakers in their road blue with a white and red trim. Scotty Reynolds' shot is no good from three-point range straight ahead. The team drum against the rebound. His put back is no good, and the rebound brought down by the Quakers.
This one was happy he missed that one.
Bernardini.
You wouldn't think he started with stay on the floor too very long. A little bit of a sense of urgency. They want to get something done.
And works it around the perimeter. Brandieri now goes to Harrison Gaines. Gaines trying to find Brandieri. Can't. Working around the perimeter. 9 on the shot clock. Harrison Gaines kicks it. Bernardini. Three-pointer is good from the left wing for Tyler Bernardini.
Nets kind of keep on getting. You don't see that very often here. The Nets get caught up on the rim after a made basket.
53-22. Now becomes 53-25 on the three-pointer. Fisher, dribble penetration. Gives it off to Scotty Reynolds. Reynolds almost lost it right into the Villanova bench, but now Reynolds will reset the offense with just 16 on the shot clock. Dante Cunningham, who had a very quiet first half, only played 7 minutes. Reynolds, 8 on the shot clock, and a reach-in foul call. It's got to be on Bernardini.
Yeah, Bernardini for sure. First team foul here in the second half for the Quakers.
His third at the 18:42 mark, second half. Villanova leading 53-25. Villanova, 28 points off 10 turnovers in that first half. Redding, long three-pointer from NBA range, way off, hit the backboard, no rim. Here comes Harrison Gaines, dribble penetration, kick to Bernardini, three-pointer is good from the right side this time for Bernardini.
Now you wouldn't expect Jay to take a quick timeout here. This is our back-to-back hoop, probably for the first time all game for the Quakers.
53-28, Fisher across the timeline. Fisher, Cunningham, along with Reynolds, Redding, and Drummond in the game for the Wildcats.
Reynolds, top of the key. Reynolds dribbles behind his back, now finds Reddy. Reddy down the lane, flex the six-footer, no good. Scramble forward, and Riley can't control. All 10, Villanova ball with a fresh 35 underneath their own bucket.
Johnson Grant quickly replaces Fisher. Again, peaking moment for Jay Wright. Really talks to Fisher as to what he felt the young man did wrong or needs to do better.
Scotty Reynolds finds Malcolm Grant on the left wing. Malcolm Grant, baseline, now pull up, 16-footer, no good, scramble for the rebound, Grant Geary finally comes up with it. Cats lead 53-28 over the Penn Quakers, 17:50 to go, second half. Angles sit down low, knocked away by Reggie Redding as they went to Schreiber on the low block, Penn ball sideline right.
21st half turnover to the Quakers is 4 assists. That's not so good.
Bernardini on the right wing. Reynolds guarding him now. Jack Eggleston, left side. Back for a three-pointer. Is that good? But they're going to wave it off. It was another three made there by Tyler Bernardini, but a foul called on 10.
Eggleston, you're right. That would have been three threes in a row. That would have forced Jay Wright probably to take a timeout. Settle this thing down a little bit.
Just joining us, Villanova led at halftime 53-22 by 31 points. Penn is knocked down two threes here to start the second half. And Villanova now with the ball in the half-court set, leading 53-28. Reynolds on the right sideline, cross-court over the head of Dante Cunningham. Bad turnover, out of bounds.
Ended up in about the second row behind the scores table. He's not going to be happy to see this lead frittered away at all.
Grandieri now Eggleston back to Grandieri. Grandieri on the baseline goes up blocked by Johnson, cutting it out of bounds. Penn basketball with 26 on the shot clock.
Penn going to the bench a lot. He started out the second half pretty well. One of those running people in and out.
Yep, played 11 players in the first half. Glenn Miller, Bernardini, three-pointers, a swish from the left wing off the face, out of bounds play.
9 straight points for Penn. Go down 22. Because you have a nice halftime lead, they come out and score three threes in a row and still up over 20.
Bernardini had not attempted a three in the first half, 0-for-2 from the field. Now the ground out of control, goes up, little contact, nothing called. And the rebound brought down by Bernardini. Now Harrison Gaines comes up with it, and he whips the pass forward and have a foul on Villanova.
Fisher's going to come right back on the court. I think he's going to replace Grant. Grant got himself caught up in the air. They probably should have dished the ball to Cunningham. He threw the Cunningham defender.
So 10 to inbound. We're going to have a foul called underneath the bucket. It's going to be on Villanova.
On Drummond, second personal. That's Stokes will come in. Replace Reggie Redding.
A foul on Drummond is his second.
Redding just 6 first half. Then Cunningham just 7.
Inbound. Grandieri gets it, fires an air ball, comes right back off a tip back. And Penn will reset their offense. Now Grandieri down the lane, layup is missed off a nice dish, and the rebound brought down by Drummond, and foul's going to be on 10 underneath.
There's foul on Driver. 13 fouls now for the Quakers. He's going to get a basket here.
Kenya was really impressive in that first half, right? 12 minutes of action, had 9 points and 5 rebounds.
Very, very active.
Not sure we'll see him shortly. Fisher in the middle of the court finds Reynolds on the left wing. Reynolds goes down low to Dante Cunningham. Cunningham goes down. 2 foot, little mini hook is good for Cunningham.
Well, just so easy. First basket for Cunningham. First basket for the Cats here. 4 minutes to play.
Penn goes to work in a half-court set. Schreiber now on the right side to Harrison Gaines. Gaines dribble penetration, and we're going to have a bump called close to either a walk or a bump on Dante Cunningham, and they call it on Cunningham. We'll step aside. 15:54 to go. Second half action. Villanova 55 and the Penn Quakers 31. We'll be back after this. Villanova ISD Sports Network.
private physician-owned radiology facility located in Bryn Mawr, Downingtown, and Great Valley. We offer MRI, CT, ultrasound, mammography, x-ray, bone densitometry, and nuclear medicine. Studies are performed by their friendly staff, and your physician will receive a report within 24 hours from their board-certified radiologist. In Bryn Mawr, call 610-527-8600 for your appointment, or visit them on the web at tristateimaging.com. Mainline Diagnostic Imaging, the preferred imaging center of Villanova Athletics.
Today we salute you, Mr. X-Pro Football Commentator Guy. You offer keen, in-depth analysis, like scoring more points will help you win.
I did not know that.
Your physique was once built to handle the rigors of professional football. Now it's built to handle a 23-pound honey-glazed hand. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light night of sports insight.
There, Nova fans, PECO isn't just committed to providing you with reliable, affordable energy. They're committed to the community. PECO supports a wide variety of arts, educational, environmental, and neighborhood programs for Villanova fans of all ages. And PECO employees volunteer thousands of hours as board members, mentors, coaches, and tutors. It's all part of PECO's commitment to customers and the community. For more information on PECO's community involvement, visit their website at www.pico.com.
This podcast of Villanova Basketball is authorized under rights granted to International Sports Properties Incorporated by Villanova University and is intended solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, retransmission, or commercial use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of ISP Sports and Villanova University is prohibited. The announcers are selected by ISP Sports and approved by Villanova University.
To the action. Cats come up with a block as Brandieri on the right baseline blocked by Stokes. Cats in transition. Dante Cunningham gets the layup to go off the kiss from Reynolds.
Back-to-back hoop by Cunningham.
Riley in the low block goes up. Flicks the four-footer. No good, but a foul. And Justin Riley will get two free throws here.
Fourth foul. Dante Cunningham finally got a couple of hoops there and missed that fourth foul. He'll have to sit down. Pena will replace him. I think that foul was actually on Drummond.
57-31, Villanova leads by 26 with 15:38 to go in the second half. Free throw is short. Tonight, the 55th meeting all time between Villanova and Penn. It goes all the way back to January of 1922, believe it or not, but the first time these teams played. Villanova's won 37 times, Penn has won 17. Second free throw is good, making one of two. It's Justin Riley, and Villanova's lead now is 25 at 57-32.
Happy birthday, Ryan. How about it?
Oh, thanks,
I missed your birthday this year, you know. 37 years young.
2 days to miss it by. I appreciate it. Scotty Reynolds. Nifty move down the lane. Off the glass and good for the sophomore from Herman, Virginia. The Cats lead 59-32. Back the other end. Riley running the floor and gets a nice dish from Harrison.
That's Glenn Miller Penn basketball. You know, you score, you go back on your heels a little bit, and that was a pretty heck of a move by Reynolds. They shove it right back on your throat.
Justin Riley brings the Quakers to within 25. Cats lead 59-34. Fisher a little out of control. Goes back to Reynolds. Reynolds goes to Fisher now. Way out on the perimeter in the middle of the floor. Shot clock at 18. 14:52 to go second half. Reynolds on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Trying to make a play on the freshman game. Back to Stokes. Stokes puts it behind his back. Now Fisher. Fisher's going to attack the rim, goes up, shot is blocked out of bounds by Andreas Schreiber. Very athletic block there.
3 seconds on the shot clock now for the Wildcats. Let's get a quick hitter here.
Fisher likes going to the rack, though, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Well, when the shot clock runs down, he's going to make a play.
The shot clock at 3. Fisher looking, still looking, finds Reynolds. Catch, fire, 3. Off the rim, no good. Scramble for Pena. Comes down with it. He's just checked back into the game, and he's fouled.
Good offensive rebound by Pena. He's very active on the glass. You know, Antonio Pena's the guy they're going to need when they get into the Big East contest. When they're playing against bigger people at all positions, they're going to need some size on the floor. He will get more minutes. But he's got, it's in these games they have to prove themselves.
You see him as a natural three that can play the two or four in a pinch?
Well, I don't see him playing the two. I see he can play 3-4. If he makes the free throw, fourth personal foul.
I guess I'd say two because when I watch him, he just loves to shoot outside so much. I mean, he likes to do that.
I think people always do.
Yeah, you're right.
But this team has so many guards. They don't need to convert a three or a four guy to a guard. Both good free throws by Payton. You see now he's in double figures for the first time in his young career.
61-34, Villanova lead. 14-29 to go second half. Aaron Cohen on the right sideline. Up top to Riley. Riley's up to down low rim. Here he double teamed. Down the left corner. Three-pointer is good for guess who? Tyler Bernardini.
I said, well, Fisher had a hand right in his face.
Going to be a very good player at 10, only a freshman. 61-37.
Has not brought the crowd back into the dam.
Reynolds, off balance, three is good from the left wing, coming off the three.
Looks like he moved that ball around. And
Aaron Cohen
jumped up a little late.
Yep. So that three gets going over a 64-37 lead.
There's no timeout here. The speaker went off the court with an injury, so he's already been replaced. No timeout. Cats lead 64-37. Quaker basketball. Glenn Miller taking a little bit of a timeout here. You don't want to be mean now, but they should put the ball down. They took way too much time there.
This is the first of four Big Five games that Villanova will play this year. Penn tonight, of course. Temple on December 9th. LaSalle here at the Pavilion on December 29th. And then St. Joe's on February 4th. There's your Big Five slate for the Cats this season.
Hawks with a tough loss the other day. Gonzaga beat Duke today. Well,
nice road win for Gonzaga. Brendan Votel is in the game. Bernardini has it at the right elbow. Goes back to Brendan Votel. Votel tries to dump it. Fisher comes up with a nice play, but it's last touch by Fisher and knocks it out of bounds, trying to go to Iggy in the low block. Votel couldn't find him, and it'll be 10 ball, though, underneath their own bucket with 9 on the shot clock.
It's hard to maintain the intensity you had here in the first half. You take a 30-point lead at halftime.
Brandieri comes in and misses the shot from 8 feet. Trying to bank it in. Not even close. Ball knocked out of bounds. Off Villanova. 10 ball.
It did not draw iron because it's 6 seconds on the shot clock. Well, these Ivy League kids are smart enough to know that.
13:25 to go. We're going to have a foul.
That's a bad foul by Reynolds. They're doing just a little circle cut, trying to get back to the ball, and Scotty held on.
Describe the circle cut for the listeners.
Well, it's just like a circle cut. It's like a round cut over a screen. Instead of coming straight out, you literally go all the way around the screen.
Three-pointer right side. No good for Bernardini. Iggy gets the rebound. Bernardini now, we're going to have a foul call on Malcolm Brand as he came up as Bernardini was going to go dribble penetration with it from the right wing.
Foul. Fisher will sit down.
Fourth foul on Malcolm Grant.
Grant's going to have to go back out. Fisher was going to sit down, so stay on the floor.
Kevin Eaton from Ridley. Clark, PA. We have another foul as Eaton's trying to get it inbound.
Now it's going to be shooting. They're going to be shooting the last 13 minutes. They got Payne as his third person. So they'll get a little bit of foul trouble here. Four on Cunningham, four on Grant, three now on Payne. He's going to be playing without Shane Clark. I mean, for some of that's a big worry, but.
Free throw is short. So Riley rebound. Reggie Reddy is back in ahead. Scotty Reynolds. Reynolds finds Fisher. Fisher, free pass to Crumbin, who misses the layup. And the rebound brought down, and Penn turns it over. Antonio Pena is fouled in the low block. You can call this on Iggy.
Yeah, it's going to be on the floor because Pena never went back up. Heck of a pass. Who's going to pass the lane? Reynolds? Yeah. The pass to Drummond. Drummond was on the dead run, so he had a great catch. Drummond catches everything. Foul is on Iggy. Brandieri sits down.
Redding, top of the key, dumps it down low. Drummond goes up, blocks. And let's see, we're going to have...
They're not letting you give Drummond a break. I think he's been down a couple of times. He's still being controlled. They're going to need to foul Wilt. They never called. They're giving a call. Or Shaq. They're giving a call.
out of bounds off 10. They'll go on the ball underneath their own bucket. And now Drummond misses another layup off the inbound pass from Scotty Reynolds.
Well, he's got to finish those plays.
He catches and gets up so quick, he's just missing some easy shots here. Eggleston on the left wing thought about the three. That goes back out to Brendan Vogtel. Tries to find a cutter, and Iggy scramble for it. Who's going to come up with it? Bodies flying everywhere.
The Pennsylvania ball, 18 on the shot clock on the alternate possession.
Right now in the game for the Wildcats, it's Drummond, Reynolds, Taylor, Reggie Reddy, and Fisher. Brennan Vogtel all over it. Blocked from behind by Pena. Pena gives it up to Reynolds. Reynolds trying to find Reggie Reddy. Gets a bad pass back court. Picked off by Michael Ketch. And then Ketch goes to Bernardini. Goes back out to Ketch. Ketch now going down the lane. Gives it off to Eggleston, who misses it. Scramble for it. Reynolds comes up with it. Pass push to push. Reynolds in the middle of the floor. Reynolds all the way down. Blocked. On the play by Iggy, Kenya gets it, and now Reggie Reddy will reset the offense with 25 on the shot clock. Villanova leads 64-37. Reynolds finds Drummond on the right wing, 15 feet from the basket. Now Reggie Reddy in the right corner. Screen set by Drummond. Up top Reynolds. Reynolds down the lane. Just sort of chucks it up, and it is no good. And an offensive rebound by Pena. He goes up. Shot no good. Two free throws coming for an active Antonio Pena.
Pena really has been very active in the last 11 points. 8 rebounds for Pena.
So we'll step aside, 11:58 to go in the contest. Villanova 64 and 10:37. Back after this on the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
Villanova University, a prestigious community of scholars striving for academic excellence. And of course, the home of the Wildcats. And now, your kid's unbridled school spirit is revealed with a new Lincoln MKX. It's the Dress Like a Wildcat contest. Just send in a picture of your pride and joy in their favorite Villanova gear to PhillyLM.com. And you could win a 2-year lease on a new Lincoln MKX or other great prizes. See PhillyLM.com for complete details. Lincoln.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Sprint presents great moments in Brooklyn. Decked out in full body paint and a foam finger, Cleveland was ready for the big game. Except for one crucial item.
Where's my ticket?
Fortunately, he could follow the game from outside the stadium with scores, stats, and highlights back to his Sprint phone.
How about them Wildcats?
And that's college basketball at Sprint Speed.
Official wireless services sponsor and avid fan of Villanova Athletics.
Requires a power vision capable handset and internet access. See Sprint.com for details.
Want to hear the sound of hassle-free traveling?
All aboard!
Amtrak takes the hassle out of traveling to over 500 destinations. You can stretch out in a spacious seat, relax in a sleeping car, and enjoy a hot meal in the dining car. And for those who want to kick back and take in the scenery, go right ahead. For everything you get on Amtrak, the one thing you won't get is this. So whether you're going to a family reunion or an away game, make it a whole lot nicer on Amtrak. Book your trip today at Amtrak.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL.
All aboard!
Today's game is presented by Smith Barney. Come to Smith Barney, where wealth works.
Sherwin-Williams, your neighborhood paint store, is a proud sponsor of Villanova Basketball. For the location of the Sherwin-Williams nearest you, visit www.sherwin.com. And for all the help you need on your painting project, ask Sherwin-Williams. Don't miss your chance to be an official sponsor of the Wildcats. To learn more about Villanova's sponsorship opportunities, go to Villanova.com and click on the corporate sponsorship link or contact ISP Sports directly at 610-519-6613.
So Pena will get two free throws. First one is good for Pena.
5-for-5 from the foul line for the freshman. Good opportunity for Pena to show what he can do with Cunningham's saddle with four fouls.
And Clark not in the contest. Second free throw, no good. 10 tries to save it in bounds. They cannot. And it will be Villanova ball with 11:55 to go in the second half. And the Cats leading 10, 65-37. Kenya's career high was just 4 points against Stony Brook. Blowing that away tonight. Cat's going to work in a half-court set. Reynolds, down right of the lane, throws a fast pass, picked off by Michael Cech. Cech the game, back to Cech. Layup is good, and a blocking foul called. It's going to be called on Fisher, an and-one opportunity coming for Michael Cech.
Yeah, it's tough to get a charge on a two-on-one fast break, especially when the offense runs it correctly, which they just did. Sometimes you're much better off just giving the devil is still giving an opportunity to make the shot. 18th foul pole going over.
Free throw is no good. Scramble for it. Who's going to come up with the Wildcats? Scotty Reynolds. The Villanova lead now 65-39. That's up by 26 points with 11:35 to go. Fisher finds Reggie Redding, top of the key. Redding trying to make a play. He's going to tap the rim, goes up, blocked, and brought down on the play by Gaines. Blocked by Botel and Schreiber, who are both there. And now Gaines is going to get a wide open three. No good from the left wing. Nice rebound by Andreas Schreiber. Goes back to catch, and Henry sets down the lane. Gaines all the way to the rack for two. Joe Gaines back in his days at Gonzaga High School in Washington, D.C.
No left hand whatsoever. Jay Wright has yet to call a timeout in this game. Cunningham is going to come back out on the floor, and you still have you're leading by 2 dozen. There's really no sense of urgency here, but obviously they played a heck of a lot better in the first half than they have in the second.
65-41, Villanova leading 10, 10:47 to go. Scotty Reynolds down the lane, left-handed layup is missed. Scramble for it. Who's going to come up with it? Iggy. And Iggy is pushed. Foul's going to be on the Wildcats. It's going to be a one-and-one opportunity.
19 foul on Reggie Redding. Coleman's going to sit down. Cunningham will replace him. Redding probably will sit down. Scotty Reynolds going to sit down. Stokes will replace him. Stokes, 4 points. Bass with a couple of free throws. And he gets the foul line, has been the foul line in this ball game.
Free throw on the way and good. Villanova led this one if you're just joining us at halftime, 53-22. That one is good. 65-43.
Well, this has been a long time. Down by just 22, 10 and a half to go.
Penn has outscored going over 21-12 here in the second half. And it's a nice dish. Payne and Antonio. Antonio Payne gives it up to Dante Cunningham, who gets the two-handed jam. Easy for the Cats there in the half-court set.
Payne is a pretty physical player, you know. I mean, he doesn't get pushed around too easily inside.
Iggy on the baseline, blocked by Corey Stokes, brought down by Reggie Redding. Cats lead 67-43. Dante Cunningham goes back out to Stokes. Cats working around the perimeter. Redding now, Pena gets an open 18-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Reggie Redding with the rebound. Redding goes up, 2-foot jumper, rattles around, and it's good. It sort of flicked it, almost like it was a jump shot, even though it was just 2 feet from the basket, and it dropped.
Good work on the glass by the goal of the Wildcats, the offensive glass. A lot of offensive rebounds at this point. Glenn Miller going to take a timeout. Wildcats lead 69-43, 9:39 to go here in the second half of play. We'll be back after this on the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
On the Big Island of Hawaii, molten lava flows from the Kilauea volcano to the sea, creating about 32 acres of new land each year. And wherever there's new land, there's a new Land Rover. Introducing the all-new 2008 Land Rover LR2, built to deliver outstanding interior performance. Plenty of interior space and the unmatched capability of Land Rover, including patented terrain response, a system that, with a simple turn of a dial, adjusts the LR2's traction, braking, and drivetrain electronic system to meet the demands of almost any terrain. And like every Land Rover vehicle, the LR2 comes with complimentary scheduled maintenance for the length of the warranty. The all-new 2008 Land Rover LR2, starting at 34.7. See how the LR2 is breaking new ground at newlr2.com.
Visit the brand new Land Rover Mainline Showroom in Wayne, Pennsylvania. Tired of stalled projects? Then go with traffic planning and design. TPD exists to be the best at receiving project approvals. TPD is a 125-person organization with offices in Pottstown, Allentown, Harrisburg, and the Camden Waterfront. TPD, transportation engineering, including highway and bridge design, transportation planning, and related environmental and construction services. Growing over 20% a year, TPD is rated as one of the best places to work in Pennsylvania. Visit TPD at trafficpd.com.
And welcome back. Scott Long in the Villanova ISD Network Studios. Checking scores, we have a final down in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. LSU, the fifth-ranked Tigers, going to beat Tennessee today, 21-14. Eric Hage throws a late interception. LSU gets the win down in Atlanta. Back to you, Whitey and Ryan.
The V-Club's online auction is on Villanova.com is underway. The V-Club is the official fundraising department of Villanova Athletics. The online auction will feature vacation packages, signed memorabilia, scholarships, trips, and much, much more. Check out Villanova.com and place your bid, and place your bid now. Wildcats lead this one 69-43. 9:39 to go here in the second half. 19th around, 13th for Fishing. A dozen for Antonio Payne to lead the way for the Wildcats.
In the game for the Cats, it's Stokes, Pena, Redding, Reynolds, and Dante Cunningham. Cats going to work defensively. Iggy now on top of the key to Riley. Riley guarded by Pena. Shot clock at 16. And now Harrison Gaines resets the offense for the Penn Quakers, guarded by Scotty Reynolds. In the middle of the floor, it's Michael Ketch. Ketch goes down low. Shriver can't come up with it. And Reynolds goes on the floor, and it's taken away by Harrison Gaines. And his 14-foot jumper, no good. Step up, weak side by Iggy, no good. Rebound brought down by Redding. Ahead to Reynolds. Reynolds trying to find Cunningham. It's tipped out of bounds off Penn, going over the ball.
Got a little too loose with the basketball there. I think he probably should have called timeout, rolling on the floor instead of trying to give it up.
Brian Grandieri checks back in, the 6'4" senior from Malvern Prep and Media.
He's played a lot of minutes. You know, he's the guy you think can roll out and leave out there.
Reynolds, off balance three, is an air ball off the inbound play. The Cats go to work defensively now, leading 69-43 over the Quakers with 8:57 to go, second half. Ryan Fannin, Whitey Ridgeby, along with Joe Gaines on the controls. Left wing, three-pointer is good by Justin Riley, the 6'8" sophomore from Dallas, Texas.
I was saying he needs to get out there probably a little quicker.
69-46.
Game of curve. Got lousy. They're kind of slow and lethargic now.
Cats are up 31 at halftime, 53-22. Reggie Redding goes off his leg out of bounds. Good defense by Ketch, and then he bobbled it and just couldn't come up with it. So 10 basketball.
I just think it's so hard to maintain your intensity, maintain your focus when you're up by so much. And, you know, Villanova could beat Penn at every position on the floor, and I think that's what we're seeing here in the second half.
And when you're a young team, right, unlike Foy and Ray, they would have just kept playing the same way.
Yeah. You get a lot of just unusual combinations on the floor, and the pain has helped.
Now the foul, yep, underneath.
You know, you don't move your feet as quickly on defense, and you end up grabbing them a little bit. And a double bonus now. Payne picks up his fourth personal foul. Problem with a game like this, the player is, I mean, you blow them out in the first half, but then you still have to go and watch the film the next day, and I guarantee you, J.R.'s not going to show him the first half. He'll show him the second half. Try to make an improvement on that. He wants to play 40 minutes of Villanova basketball.
Looking at the schedule in December, Villanova just playing a total of 6 games the entire month of December. So after today, only 5 more games just the whole month. Second free throw, no good.
A lot of bounds off the Quakers. Wildcats will get it. Yeah, it didn't really kick in after the first of the year. Started off with a trip to Chicago to play the ball.
Yep. January 3rd, so Scotty Reynolds goes to work at the half-court set offensively. Cats lead 69-47. Reggie Redding on the baseline goes back to Cunningham, gives it to Redding, working around. Now low block, Cunningham goes up, power move off the glass, and good in the low block.
Well, Cunningham hasn't scored a lot now, he's up to 8 points. It's been a long time to get that first bucket. I think they're all in the second half.
71-47. Cats lead, 7:41 to go. And Cunningham scoreless in the first half this evening, playing just 7 minutes in the first half. Three-pointer short by Bernardini. Rebound brought down by Stokes. Gives it off to Scotty Reynolds, Reynolds, Stokes, Redding, Dante Cunningham, and Pena in the game for the Wildcats. Down low, Dante Cunningham dumps it off to Pena. Pena goes up, loses it. Cunningham gets it and knocks down the fourth quarter right of the lane. And the Cats lead now by a score of 73-47 with 7:12 to go.
Yeah, he tried to be unselfish there. He gave it out to Pena, came right back to him. Clear control foul there.
Yep, and they called on 10. They called on Justin Riley, his first. Team foul number 7, but player control. Cats will get the ball when we come back. 7:10 to go in the second half. It's been all Villanova. Cats led this one 53-22 at halftime. They lead right now 73-47. We'll be back after this on the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
He's your power forward. You know how many rebounds you pull down in a game? You're on your feet every time you box it down. It's how you feel about your team, and it's how we feel about car insurance. Here's our favorite stat. More people trust State Farm for car insurance than Geico and Allstate combined. And people who switch to State Farm save an average of $369 a year. Get a quote right now at statefarm.com or call any agent's office 24/7. State Farm, an official corporate partner of the NCAA. Annual savings based on survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
For over 20 years, Villanova University has partnered with one of the Delaware Valley's premier office solutions company. Zero Graphics Supplies and Equipment Company has been providing area businesses Canon's number one line of digital copiers and has set the standard for office technology. When you think Villanova athletics, you think tradition, determination, and a commitment to excellence. These same qualities are the backbone of Zero Graphics' Go Service program. When you're ready to purchase Canon copiers, think Zero Graphics. For more details, visit xsegoservice.com.
Big Five Basketball Schools know who's number one in general and mechanical contracting. It's J.J. White up and down the court. Since 1920, J.J. White has completed countless construction projects for Philadelphia's Big Five universities, as well as healthcare systems and service industries. Everybody gives J.J. White high fives for safety, versatility, and total satisfaction. Visit jjwhiteinc.com today, a proud sponsor of Villanova Basketball.
Welcome back to the Pavilion. 7:05 to go in the second half. Villanova leading the Penn Quakers 73-47. Reggie Redding on the right sideline. Out finds Stokes. Stokes straightaway three-pointer. Back rim no good. Andrew Ott tries to come up with a rebound, and he does, and he is fouled by Brian Grandieri.
I'm sure those two played against each other quite a bit in the interaction. Grandieri is 2 years ahead of Ott. Andrew Ott can get a chance, I think, to shoot a free throw here. Ott yet to score a point in his career.
Of course, Ott from Germantown Academy. His hometown is Abington, PA. Free throw is good.
Okay, Ott's a very good shooter. You know, he's a faithful basket player. And he is really a crowd favorite of sorts.
So his first point is a Villanova Wildcat. Can't get the second one to go. Rebound Shriver ahead to Harrison Gaines, the point guard. And the freshman fires a deep three straight away, and it's good for Harrison Gaines. 74-50, Cats by 24 now, with 6:38 to go.
Yeah, then starting to make some free assists, 8 for 19 from the floor. And 6 of them here in the second half.
Stokes working the right baseline, dumps it to Dante Cunningham. He throws it right into the hands of Tyler Bernardini. And Bernardini now finds Gaines on the right wing for the Quakers. Bernardini in the middle of the floor, gets it back to Harrison Gaines, swing it right side now. Grandieri, good ball movement, and Riley's going to get a three-pointer and make it from the right wing, Justin Riley, with Andrew Ott on him.
Got to get out there quicker, a handout. Leads to 21 now, three touchdowns.
So the Cats have Reynolds, Redding, Cunningham, Jokes, and Ott on the floor. Reggie Redding finds Andrew Ott on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now back to Stokes. Dante Cunningham. to Redding. Redding's going to tap the rim, goes up, can't get it to go, scramble for the rebound. Grant Geary comes up with it, ahead to Harrison Gaines. Gaines slapped away by Stokes, and we're going to have a kick called on Villanova after they easily could have come up with it after Stokes stripped up.
Yeah, the kick ball had no effect on the play, which clearly was a kick ball, like a goalie there. You can't do that. He just literally held on to the jersey of Bernardini.
Yep.
This game is really sluggish. This is a fun game to watch in the first 30 minutes. First 20 minutes, I should say. Who's your team football team to lose tomorrow, right?
Well,
they have a bye week. Can they win?
They play Buffalo at home tomorrow at 1 o'clock down at FedEx.
Oh, let's face it. If they have any shots, they better win that one, huh?
Yeah. No doubt about it. It's been a tough stretch. First free throw is good by Bernardini. Makes one of two. So 74-54. Cats lead by 20 now with 5:24 to go. With Malcolm Brand in the game now along with Redding. Dante Cunningham, Frank Tweedy in the game for the Cats along with Scotty Reynolds. Reynolds down the lane, finds the cutting, Redding, it goes up, counts the bucket, and he's fouled. Reggie Redding to go to the line.
Heck of a pass that time by Reynolds where he made a little dribble split, and I thought that Cunningham comes to pass, but it was Redding. I was waiting for some monster dunk. Just foul on Shriver, he's going to foul out. 76-54 for the Cats.
5:11 to go. The Conshohocken office of City Smith Barney's proud to be the title sponsor of today's basketball game between Villanova and Penn. To learn more about how a Smith Barney financial advisor can assist you, go to smithbarney.com. Come to Smith Barney, where wealth works. Hard to believe it's December already, Whitey.
December 1st. Has a his birthday tomorrow. Ball boy, how about that? She's 10 years older.
Your youngest is 10 tomorrow?
Hard to believe.
Wow. So we saw a famine out in Alaska. We saw a game tonight. We've got to wait another 8 years to see a Rigsby on the court.
He's my last hope.
No doubt.
Took a long time to get that one.
Free throw is good by Reggie Redding.
Redding now has 7 points.
Finishes off the three-point play. Cats lead by 23 with 5:06 to go. Trivia, remember that player named Fannin out in Alaska, University of Alaska, Fairbanks? Reynolds comes up with a steal. Reynolds now goes up, draws contact, shot no good. Two free throws coming for Scotty Reynolds. The foul's going to be on Harrison Gaines.
Yes, I do. I just remember Kitty asking if we had some kind of relation. Now he's a Gaines for a long time, so he's got a rich face.
Josh Fannin was the point guard at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. And that was actually the last in-season tournament that we had mentioned last week that Villanova won, and they should have won it last week if it wasn't for that ridiculous call at the end of the game.
Reynolds makes them when he gets to 20.
.57 to go. Second free throw, no good. Dante Cunningham tips it out, but Harrison Gaines comes up with it. Down the lane, Gaines misses the layup, and the rebound brought down by Bernardini. Can't get it to go, but Bernardini will get two free throws here with 4:49 to go, and Villanova up by 24 points. So in the game for Villanova right now, Frank Tweedy along with Dante Cunningham, Scotty Reynolds, Reggie Redding, and Malcolm Brant.
This team worked so hard at that tip-back play on the foul set that time. They had a clear tip-back that time, and someone had bailed. I think it was Malcolm had bailed out.
Free throw good by Bernardini. That's going to be a very good player in the Ivy League for years to come.
I told our girl Joe James that the score was in the 86-56, so it's pretty darn close.
.449 to go. The prognosticator Rigsby in the house tonight.
I'm not very good at it.
78-56. Malcolm Grant on the dribble, way out on the perimeter in the middle of the floor. Now finds Reynolds on the left wing beyond the arc. Reynolds, dribble penetration, nothing doing. Back to Reggie Redding. Shot clock at 14. Villanova leads 78-56. Cunningham now to Reynolds. Swing it to Grant on the left wing. Shot clock at 6. Grant, nice pass to Tweasy, who throws down the two-handed jam for Frank Tweasy. Back the other way. Reggie Redding comes up with a steal. Tips it to Scotty Reynolds. 4:09 to go. Reynolds, now a reach-in foul called on the floor. Doesn't matter. Double bonus is going to send Reynolds to the line for two. With a cap up, 80-56, Whitey.
That was on your game. There in the double bonus, Reynolds get a chance to shoot some more free throws. 5-for-6 in this game. Wildcats 17-for-25, 68%. Still not as good as they need to be, but certainly improved.
Yeah, the Cats went 8-of-18 for the free throw line in that championship game against NC State, missing 10 free throws in that contest.
Hey, Redding and Cunningham shoot down. Cunningham finished with 10, Redding with 7. Cunningham didn't get a rebound? It's hard to believe.
Second free throw, good. Reynolds makes 1-of-2. He sits down.
It's 21 points.
Yep. Grant, Tweasy, Fisher, Anderson, and Stokes in the game for Villanova. 4 minutes exactly to go. Cats lead by 25. And we're going to have a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul called on the Penn Quakers. Just checking in for the first time, Connor Turley, the 6'7" freshman from California. So we'll be stoppage of play. 3:57 to go. Second half, 81-56. Cats in cruise control. We'll be back after this for the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
Villanova's own Kelly's Restaurant and Tap Room in Bryn Mawr serves as the main line's top spot for lunch, dinner, or just a snack. Stop in and try the mouth-watering Nova Burger while you cheer on your favorite team from one of our 16 televisions. Before or after the game, Kelly's is the place to be. Our three levels offer enjoyment for any family or group outing. Kelly's Restaurant and Tap Room, 1107 Lancaster Avenue in Bryn Mawr. A Villanova tradition, past, present, and future.
Hey, race fans, I'm Darryl Walker. I'm sure you know just how much I love Mountain Dew. We go way back. You may even remember the green and white Mountain Dew car I drove the 2 Cup Championships in.
Darryl, we got a situation.
Hey, it's my old friend Skeeter, folks. Hey, what's up, son?
A convenience store next to the Speedway just ran out of Mountain Dew. I'm going to pick up a few other cases in Texarkana. I need you to drive blocker. You up for a run?
Oh, baby, you got that right. Let's go racing.
Go ahead there, Skeeter.
Man, you got a
smoky
looking
good
year. He's gonna need a few more horses to stop this dude's train. Hey, Smokey, you got the ears on?
Yeah, on every word you're saying, D.W.
I just crossed the state line. I'm out of your jurisdiction. Hey, Skeeter, I just played some tailpipe music for that Smokey. Looks like them good people gonna get their due. That's all for now, folks. I'm Darryl Walker, and I'm fueled by Dew. Mountain Dew.
Hey, Wildcat fans, you hungry to check out the Gibson Saloon before and after every game? The Gibson Saloon is located only 2 miles away from campus on 4th Street in West Conestoga, and is open 7 days a week. The Gibson Saloon, making your favorite spot. Cats lead this one 81-56, 3:57 to go here in regulation. Crowd starting to spin out.
Cats will be back in action Thursday night down at the Wachovia Center against the LSU Tigers out of the SEC. We'll preview LSU in our post-game show tonight. Tell you about this year's version of the Tigers that went to the Final Four just 2 years ago. Frank Tweasy goes up, misses the dunk with some contact. He'll get 2 free throws.
Interesting, we will have played 2 teams in that Final Four in a week. George Mason, now LSU. 2 teams that did make it to the final.
Right, UCLA and
Florida
made it to the championship game that year of 06.
What happened to Glenn Davis? In the league?
Yeah, he was a second-round pick of the Boston Celtics, and he's about the 8th or 9th man for the Boston Celtics now. Some of the games he plays a little more than others, but he's one of their reserves on the Boston Celtics team that's playing incredible ball. Just a rookie up there now. Frank Tweasy misses both free throws, but the Cats come up with the rebound. Dwayne Anderson goes back to Grant. Now Fisher swing it to Stokes on the right wing. Grant's going to fire a right wing 3, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Grandieri. Cats lead 81-56, 3:28 to go.
Bernardini dumps it down low to Connor Turley. And Turley kicks the ball out of bounds. Turnover Quakers. Villanova basketball with just 3:19 to go.
Turnover number 27. Conkett does 15. Had none in the first 8 or 9 minutes of the game, though.
And had 20 turnovers at halftime. And Villanova led at the break, 53-22 by 31 points. They lead right now by 25. Quakers have it outscored the Wildcats here in the second half so far. Grant straight away, three-pointers, a twist for Malcolm Grant.
Wildcats up 84-56.
2:50 to go in the contest. Connor Turley gets it at the right elbow, dumps it down low to Bernardini, and we're going to have a foul call. Try to kick it back out to Iggy, but double bonus situation, doesn't matter. It'll be two free throws coming here.
This personal foul on Grant, so Ott's getting ready to come in. I guess they'll come in for Grant now. Of course, since next to state identification, Bill of ISC, Sports Network.
Sports Radio 950, home of the Brian Dawkins Show,
the NFL playoffs,
and the Super Bowl.
Grant leaves the game with, I've had that before on the first one to say. Malcolm Grant finishes the game with 9 points, 4 for 7 shooting, 3 assists.
Riley and Frandieri go out of the game. First free throw is good. Second one is short, so 1 of 2 made for Bernardini. 84-57, filling all the lead, 2:36 to go. Fisher, Anderson, Ott, Tweetsie, and Stokes in the game. Stokes, straightaway, 17-foot jumper, back rim, no good. Out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Villanova, Penn basketball.
Tweetsie very active on the glass, hand on the ball.
The only way for Stokes to get out of the shooting function is to keep shooting, right?
Shoot or shoot.
Yep. 84-57, has to go to work defensively. Working here on the perimeter. Bernardini has it now. Three-pointer no good by Connor Turley. Rebound brought down by Andrew Ott. Fisher across the timeline.
Everybody's going to get a chance to play this one. Jason Glenda, the scorer's table.
Fisher, top of the key. Now finds Anderson. Swing it to Ott in the left corner. Ott's going to fire a three, and it's no good. And can Anderson come up with it? Tip around. Anderson controls. That's going to press 35, 1:47 to go. Nice pass to Ott, who misses the layup. Ott stays with it. Ott goes up. Two-footer. The one-footer drops in as goaltending. One of the 10 breakers pushed it back through.
Ott gets his first basket. Got his first free throw. Got his first rebound. Game of first for Andrew Ott.
86-57. That's lead. 1:37 to go. Iggy on the right sideline, working around the perimeter. Turley now to Eggleston, and Munson is checked in the game for Penn. Three-pointer Eggleston, no good. Eggleston flies and he gets it, and his putback is good. Eggleston staying with the play and got the deuce.
Don't want to commit any fouls at this point in time.
For Kalenda. On the dribble for the Cats, 86-59, 1 minute to go. Stokes. Top of the key, three-pointer is no good for Stokes. Rebound brought down by Kevin Iggy. Tries to throw it to Munson and picked off by Stokes, and then he steps out of bounds. It'll be 10 basketball.
Oh, my. Then you're going to take a timeout.
49 seconds to go, 86-59.
Trying to set up that 27-point play in the last 49 seconds.
Whitey, with a young team, I always ask you every game, what did you see tonight that maybe you haven't seen, or what did you like? Well, give me some thoughts.
I think what you have to like the most out of this game was Antonio Pena, his play. Pena finished the game with 12 points and 8 rebounds. Really was very active. And a game where, you know, they needed a little bit of spin from him because of Shane Clark not playing, a little bit of foul trouble cutting him. And, you know, Pena stepped up. I mean, this is a game we're going to be building on this game one way or another. But I think, you know, again, that's what you want to look for. Each team wants to see, eventually, to see Stokes make some shots. Of course, they're struggling shooting the basketball, no question about it. But you want to see Pena. Pena, a guy you can throw in the Big East game. Apparently, he is.
86-59, Cats lead, just 47 seconds to go in the contest. Working it around. Turley
Now, ball's kicked out of bounds with just 39 seconds to go, and Villanova leading 86-59.
5-25 from the floor of the season.
They get inbound, baseline right. Finds Munson. Munson goes back out to Eggleston, swinging around the perimeter. Now Iggy on the baseline, all the way in. Blocked by Casey, but count the bucket, goaltending.
I had no chance to get in, but it was a crowd pleaser.
86-61, 31 seconds to go. Cats lead by 25 points.
Penn is still going to press.
Villanova led this one at halftime. Huge. 53-22 by 31 at the break. And lead now by 25 with 28 seconds to go. That lead at 86-61. And Anderson is fouled 70 feet from the Villanova basket. He has no idea why, and he'll go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, Penn's going to win the second half. You don't get any extra points or anything like that. I like the first division and the second division.
Free throw good for Dwayne Anderson.
Nice to see Jason Fraser here at the game. Living and working locally. Wife and child.
Second free throw no good for Anderson. Sarah comes out. To Andrew Otta comes down with a rebound. Stokes now. Top of the key on the dribble. Just 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. And if Penn doesn't foul, Villanova probably will just run out the clock here, and Villanova will win this one going away. In cruise control from the start, weren't they, Whitey?
Yeah, they really were. I mean, they went up, I think, like 20-4. They never really were contested.
Down to 3 seconds to go. Dwayne Anderson has it way on out on the right side of the perimeter, and the final horn of the Cats have made some big five-time history tonight. The Villanova Wildcats have now won 12 consecutive Big Five games. Villanova has not lost a Big Five game since December of 2004, which was a 53-52 loss to Temple at the Palestra. The Cats tied now the Penn Quakers for the all-time record for consecutive Big Five wins with 12. And they'll try to break that December 9th when they play at Temple. The final score here tonight, Villanova 87. And the Penn Quakers, 61, Cats win it by 26. Stay tuned for the Wildcats post-game show. Coming up, you'll hear stats, highlights, scores, and more. The final score once again, Villanova with the victory improves down to 5-1 on the young season. With the loss, the Penn Quakers fall to 2-6. Villanova wins it, 87-61. The Wildcats post-game show is coming up next on the Villanova IFC Sports Network.
Passion, effort, and dedication. It takes all of these to make a champion. It's no different when it comes to car insurance. That's why more people trust State Farm than GEICO and Allstate combined. Last year alone, people who switched to State Farm saved an average of $369 a year. So get a quote right now at statefarm.com or call any agent's office 24/7. State Farm, an official corporate partner of the NCAA. Annual savings based on survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. Pacifico Marple has been serving the Villanova community for many years with a great lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. And now with the addition of Lincoln, Mercury, and Suzuki to their lineup, you can be sure they'll continue to provide great vehicles at great prices and the highest quality service for many more years to come. And Pacifico is committed to the long life of your vehicle with our Auto for Life coverage and America's number one warranty from Suzuki. Pacifico Marble, one of its Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, and Suzuki dealers.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Hey, race fans, I'm Darryl Walker. I'm sure you know just how much I love Mountain Dew. We go way back. You may even remember the green and white Mountain Dew car I drove the 2-Cup Championships in.
Darryl, we got a situation.
Hey, it's my old friend Peter, folks. Hey, what's up, son?
A convenience store next to the Speedway just ran out of Mountain Dew. I'm going to pick up a few hundred cases of Texarkana. I need you to drive Bronco. You
want to run? Oh, baby, you got that right. Let's go racing.
Go ahead there, Skeeter. You got a smoky looking cook, you're good.
He's gonna need a few more horses to stop this new train. Hey, Smokey, you got your ears on?
Yeah, on every word you're saying, D.W.
Well, I just crossed the state line. I'm out of your jurisdiction. Hey, Skeeter, I just played some tailpipe music for that Smokey. Looks like them good people gonna get their due. That's all for now, folks. I'm Darryl Walker.
different. I'm human dew. Mountain dew.
Catch win this one at home, 87-61. Our post-game interview with assistant coach Patrick Chambers is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Patrick, great job. At least the first half. I guess you're coaching the second half, too?
No. You know, we wanted to come out and play hard, especially after the NC State game. We just want to keep getting better every day, every game. I think Scotty Reynolds came out and set the tone. He threw, literally, his body was suspended in the air for two incredible dives that set the tone for our defense. And our guys set off that. And we hope that our young guys see that your leading scorer is giving up his body to defend and rebound, to do whatever it takes to win. And we need to take that mentality into the next couple Big Five games, into the LSU game, into the Big East.
Penn's a team that wants to play a high score game. They want to run up and down. They play a lot of posting them and even things like doing twice. That's tough for a team like that where it's undermanned athletically and every which way to run and play a high energy game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. Penn is going through a rebuilding process. They had great players throughout the years of Jabber and Zoller from Stanley. I think Zoller, I watched K Rush at 33 on us last year.
He killed us.
And this year they got freshmen, they got sophomores, they got youth. And they're going through what we're going through. You know, we got to get the kids to play harder, the young kids. They don't understand from high school to college what a big jump it is and how hard you have to play every possession. And once the Ivy League comes around, of course, now he'll get them.
Antonio Pena certainly had his best moments as a collegiate player. Talk about Tony's playback.
Tony did a great job. You know, coach has been on him to play harder, to get more rebounds, to be more aggressive. Just go out there, play with a clear mind. Don't think too much. Go out, let the game come to you. And he did that. He did that for the most part tonight. He had a lot of rebounds. Finally, he had a nice three. Hit a little 15-footer. So he's coming along nicely.
One thing that's good about a game like this, you get a chance to play a lot of people, play all your people in this case. Andrew, I got to get on the floor. You know, he's the face of basketball play. He seems to be early, a crowd favorite. Got a chance to get a team and make a play.
Yeah, people don't understand what Andrew Ott and the Frank Tweezies, what they go through on a daily basis. When we have a game the next day, you know, maybe our starters who log over 30 minutes of game, those guys are practicing hard. Those guys come in every day extra shooting. They want to get better. They're coming out and giving great effort. And that's what I've got tonight, trying to get his feet wet, get banged around a little bit, get bowed. You know, he dropped a couple balls early on, but he came back. He was a little nervous, and he came back and did a nice shot.
Patrick, you did a nice job, too. Congratulations on a great Wildcat win, 87-61. You did well.
I have no way. You got to stop hanging out with my brother, though.
How about that?
You got to stop hanging out with my brother.
I only hung out with your brother last night because he's a former Pennsylvania Quaker player. I wanted to kind of get inside the head of the Quaker so I could be a better broadcaster today.
So he was doing his homework last night. Why are you doing his homework, Joe?
Until 1 o'clock in the morning. Paul Chambers, thanks. Have a great one.
Take care, bye.
Our interview with Pat Chambers is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Wildcats win this one 87-61. We'll be back with Ryan Fennell. Has some stats right after this.
Another good thing about Geico is they've got, like, real live people working there 24-7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use Geico.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatization, of course, but you get my point.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today we salute you, Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy. You know everything there is to know about the world of sports, except how to play them.
No coordination.
You talk sports for 8 hours a day, which is 7 hours and 45 minutes more than anyone listens.
Is anybody out there?
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Unathletic supporter.
Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
These five basketball schools know who's number one in general and mechanical contracting. It's J.J. White up and down the court. Since 1920, J.J. White has completed countless construction projects for Philadelphia's Big Five universities, as well as healthcare systems and service industries. Everybody gives J.J. White high fives for safety, versatility, and total satisfaction. Visit JJWhiteInc.com today, a proud sponsor of Villanova Basketball.
ISP is America's home for college sports. ISP is proud to be the multimedia rights holder for the Villanova Wildcats, as well as more than 40 other NCAA Division I college properties across the U.S. ISP can help you tap into the fastest-growing and most affluent and loyal consumer segment of the American economy, the college sports fan. Put the marketing experts at ISP to work for you. Our team of dedicated pros can custom design winning sales solutions for your business. Visit ISPSports.com today and see how ISP Sports can help you win. Raving fans, ISP, America's home for college sports.
Cunningham out of Reynolds, swing it to Grant on the left wing, shot clock at six, Grant, right past the Tweety, who throws down the two-handed jam for Frank Tweety. There it is, Frank Tweety getting some action tonight. Everybody involved in this Cats victory. Villanova wins it, going away. Villanova led at halftime, folks, 53-22, a 31-point advantage. Penn actually outscored Villanova in the second half, 39-34, but it was Villanova from the get-go as the Cats win it 87-61. Let's take a look at the numbers. Villanova, with the victory, they improved to 5-1 overall, now 1-0 in Big 5 play, and Villanova ties the all-time records for consecutive Big 5 wins. They've won 12 in a row now. It ties the 10 Quakers that had that record at 12. Villanova now will try to break it when they go to the Temple Owls and play on Broad Street on December 9th, a 7 o'clock game, just 8 days from now. Villanova in this contest shot 30 of 65, 46%, 8 of 21 from beyond the arc, 38%, and 19 of 31 from the free throw line, 61%. Villanova had 17 assists, 16 turnovers, and how about this, 14 steals for Villanova in this contest. The Wildcats' individual numbers, Dante Cunningham in 18 minutes of action had 10 points and did not have a rebound tonight. Cassine Drummond in 21 minutes of action had 5 points and 6 rebounds to go along with 2 steals and 2 assists. Scotty Reynolds on 6 of 12 shooting, including 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. Scotty in 25 minutes of action contributed 21 points, 5 assists, 3 turnovers, and 2 steals in that time frame. Corey Fisher on 4 of 9 shooting, including 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. He was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Had 13 points, 4 assists, 4 turnovers, and also 4 steals in those 27 minutes. Reggie Redding on 3 of 8 shooting ended up with 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals in 19 minutes. Antonio Pena looked good tonight. 21 minutes of action, 3 of 4 shooting, knocked down a 3 ball, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. He ends up with 12 points, 8 rebounds in those 21 minutes. Malcolm Grant played 19 minutes tonight, ended up with 9 points, 3 assists, and 4 turnovers. Jason Glenda for the Wildcats came in the contest, played 2 minutes, did not score. Andrew Ott played 9 minutes, ended up with 3 points and 4 rebounds. Dwayne Anderson played 8 minutes and had 1 point and 2 rebounds. It was Corey Stokes shooting 1 of 8 from the floor, 0 for 4 from beyond the arc. He had 4 points in this contest and also 5 rebounds to go along with 2 steals. And Stokes played 26 minutes. And you heard the Frank Tweety dunk. He played 5 minutes tonight and ended up with 2 points. Well, the Penn Quakers tonight struggled shooting, to say the least. 18 of 49, just under 37%. 9 of 22 from beyond the arc. They only knocked down 2 threes in the first half, but Penn makes 7 of 12 from beyond the arc in the second half, and for the game shoot just under 41% from 3-point range. As I mentioned, 9 of 22. They were 16 of 27 from the free throw line, 59%. 12 assists for the Quakers tonight, 27 turnovers. They had 20 turnovers at halftime. This stat may be
one of the most revealing of this stat sheet. Villanova scored 36 points tonight off 10 turnovers. As the Cats got it done in the paint tonight, Villanova 40 points in the paint to Penn's 18. Villanova in this game had their largest lead, and that was 31 points right before halftime, and that score went into halftime when Villanova led 53-22 at the break. Individual scoring for the Penn Quakers tonight, Eggleston ends up with 2 points. Riley had 12 points and 3 rebounds for the Penn Quakers tonight. It was one of their starters, Tyler Bernardini, ending up in the contest with 21 points. He's going to be a very good freshman throughout the year in the Ivy League, and he's going to have a heck of a career on 4 of 6 shooting from beyond the 3-point line, 9 of 12 from the free throw line in just 26 minutes. Bernardini ends up with those 21 points. Brandieri tonight ends up with 6 points. It was Harrison Gaines, the freshman point guard, with 10 points, 5 assists, and 4 turnovers. Leading scorer off the bench was Kevin Iggy for the Penn Quakers with 4 points. As Villanova wins it 87-61. The Cats now, as I mentioned, 5-1 on the season. If it wasn't for a horrible call last weekend, the Cats would be 6-0 on the season. Still can't believe that call was made. Just thought I'd throw that in for the fun of it, folks. 87-61. Cats win it. We'll be back with more of the Wildcat postgame show right after this on the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
Raven, Dick, Laura, the All-Stars in Orthopedics are at Bryn Mawr Hospital. Emperor, Bernays, Lineberry, Good. Specialists to use the latest techniques to treat hips, knees, shoulders, hands, and ankles. Arena, Abudi, Rosenfeld. They treat the players in Villanova and the athlete in all of us. Wavy, Kirkpatrick, Walsh. Go with the winning team at Bryn Mawr Hospital Orthopedics. Call 1-866-PAUL-MLH for an appointment.
Dinner's waiting at Luigi and Giovanni. Luigi and Giovanni is an Italian specialty food market in Newtown Square featuring gourmet and all-natural meats, international cheeses, and specialty foods imported straight from Italy. Want a delicious carry-out dinner? Luigi and Giovanni does that too. And don't forget about our award-winning catering. Served at your home, office, or at Luigi and Giovanni's dining hall in Newtown Square. Luigi and Giovanni, 610-353-2080.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Everyone knows about Aquafina water, but not everyone knows about the variety of flavored water beverages. First, you have Aquafina Flavored Splash, which is like football. Big bunch of tough guys tackling each other. Actually, nothing like that. It's pretty much the exact opposite of that. Flavor Splash has a refreshing fruit flavor, not big or tough, but they both begin with the letter F, so there you go. Next, there's Aquafina Sparkle, which is like soccer. Two teams running down the field, both chasing after one little round ball. And Aquafina Sparkling is carbonated, so it has bubbles, and bubbles are round just like soccer balls. And last, there's the low-calorie Aquafina Alive, which is like baseball. So, the excitement of watching a home run. Got to be in pretty good shape to hit a homer. Sometimes it takes a little something extra, a boost, that comes in a bottle like Aquafina Alive, the drink that has essential vitamins to make you feel good. Aquafina, make your body happy.
Welcome back to the Pavilion. Wildcats win this one 87-61. The strength of 21 points from sophomore Scotty Reynolds. Antonio Pena really had a heck of a basketball game as well. 12 points, 8 rebounds. Very active throughout the basketball game. Our mainline diagnostic division player of the game is redshirt freshman Antonio Pena.
Running around the perimeter, all three freshman guards on the court. Pena, long jumper, it's a swish, and it's a three-pointer for Antonio Pena from the left wing, his first three as a Villanova Wildcat.
And you grab, as we said, 8 rebounds at 12 points, including that three-pointer, the first three-pointer of his young career. Antonio Pena, Brian, is going to really help this team now. I mean, you see him today, especially, I think, when they play bigger teams. Shane Clark's situation, we don't know when Shane's going to come back, but if Cunningham gets in foul trouble, if Kasim Drummond gets in foul trouble, Pena's going to play some minutes. I think he certainly showed today that he will be an active part of this rotation moving forward, and more and more and more important as we get into the first of the year and play the Big East games with bigger teams.
Yeah, Clark went down on the floor in that first half against NC State. He's diagnosed with a strained quad/hip flexor, and he's questionable
before the game Thursday against LSU. We talked about it on the air in the first half, and I want you to just talk more about when you get the Big East play, what the passing ability of Cassine Drummond will mean to this team.
Well, I think those teams will put a lot of more pressure on Villanova on the perimeter because they can't. They're quicker, they're taller, they're longer, and therefore Villanova has more opportunities for their guards and their wing people to go back door. When you have a big guy like Drummond, he gets the ball in the post. I think sometimes he might have overpassed once or twice, but he can make those backdoor passes. Villanova hasn't had a good passing big man. I'm going to go back as far as maybe John Pannone. You know, big guy who catches the ball in the post and make the right pass, and he's really an excellent passer.
Michael Bradley's the closest thing I
Michael
can think of.
But Michael tends to play a little bit further than the basket. He was a low box player, but he also could shoot threes. So, I mean, from a true center's point of view, he's really an excellent passer. That's just a bonus. You know, any of us expected him to play this year and play well, no one ever expected he'd be bringing that kind of offensive variety to a game. Maybe, you know, he missed some easy layups there, but he can get the ball in the post, and he really holds it tight and looks around. They don't take it from when he gets it.
In December, with only five more games the entire month of December after tonight, what will be the two or three biggest things that Jay will work on, do you think, in the month of December?
I think defense. I think he always works on defense. It's always a part of what he's doing. And just continue to assimilate these kids into the Villanova style of basketball. Get them used to playing with each other. You saw again a lot of different combinations tonight. We had five freshmen on the floor at one time. But getting used to play with one another. Fisher and Grant, when they're on the floor, they have the ball in their hands an awful lot. And the other guys have to get used to where the ball's coming from, and they have to get used to where the favorite spots are for Dante Cunningham, for Corey Stokes, for Dwayne Adams, for whoever's on the floor with them. And that's just a learning process and the learning curve. These kids have learned pretty quickly, I think, but I think they have some opportunities this month to get some wins while they're learning and get ready for the first of the year.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Whitey.
All right, my guy.
Next up for Villanova, of course, LSU, the Tigers out of the SEC. Villanova to face them this Thursday night. Down at the Wachovia Center will be a 9:30 tip, part of a doubleheader. It'll be South Carolina taking on the Providence Friars. That game is 7 o'clock, and then Villanova and LSU to tip about 9:30 on Thursday night. Let's take a look at LSU, and Villanova fans might remember, of course, and Whitey and I mentioned this earlier, LSU, of course, just 2 years removed from the Final Four when LSU advanced there a couple years ago when Villanova obviously came up just one game short when they lost to Florida up in Minneapolis. LSU last year took a big step backwards last year, not even qualifying for the NIT or the NCAA. And this is a team this year that's off to a 5-2 start. Just looking at their schedule so far, you know, they've beaten Southeastern of Louisiana, they've beaten McNeese State, they've beaten Chaminade, they've beaten Nicholls State and Southern, so really no quality wins. Their two losses were to Oklahoma State and Arizona State, both out in Maui, and this is a team that's really a work in progress right now, being in the West Division of the SEC Conference. They were picked 5th, Arkansas 1, Mississippi State 2, Alabama 3, Auburn 4, LSU 5. Not a lot expected out of this team, and they took a very big hit. Villanova fans and just college basketball fans might remember Tasman Mitchell, who has been a 3-year starter for LSU, started every game his freshman year, which was that Final Four team, started every game last year, and then after 4 games this year, he went out in that Oklahoma State game and ended up that he has a stress fracture in the shin bone area of his left foot, had surgery this Thursday, November 29th. He is out, most likely going to be a red shirt. That is a huge loss for this LSU team that had question marks coming in. They start 4 juniors in this lineup, along with a freshman, and really their top performers have been a junior college transfer and shooting guard Marcus Thornton, who at 6'4", 190 pounds, playing very well, averaging just about 20 points a game. He's a guy that can shoot the three off the dribble, and he's a big-time threat for them offensively. Their point guard, Kerry Martin, actually a transfer from Texas Tech to play just half of last year, and he's averaging just about 7 points a game or so going into their game last night when they beat Southern going away 88-45. And they start a three-guard offense. Also, Garrett Temple, a 6'6" junior. Not a big scorer, but he's really their defensive specialist. Can play point guard at times. Not a big scorer, but they will start most likely in a three-guard offense. And, of course, we saw Villanova tonight go with the three-guard starting offense with Shane Clark out and Corey Fisher along with Reggie Redding and Scotty Reynolds. One of the surprises for them has been Chris Johnson, a junior who
has a mid-range game, can get in the low blocks, very thin, but at 6'11 and 205 pounds, you know, he's one of those long bodies, great finesse and touch with the ball, and he's a guy that's really surprised the LSU faithful early on and played well at the five spot. And then another guy that's been a very big part of this team, he's a big raw talent, still trying to understand the game of college basketball and how to play every possession. It's 6'10" freshman from Dallas, Texas, named Anthony Randolph. So this is a team, like I said, that right now when you look at some of the strengths and weaknesses of this ball club, you know, they're a ball club coming into this year that you would probably say their strengths have been really their ability to score. They can score the basketball. They like to run with the basketball. Their sports information director described them to me as a team that's tall and lean, but not big and mean. They're a team that likes to run. They block shots. They're a pretty good free throw shooting team, but their weaknesses have really been defensively. They've had trouble stopping people, dribble penetration, something that Villanova can do very well. This LSU team has struggled, and they struggled a lot in man-to-man, and that's primarily what they play, a lot of man-to-man in their defense under 11th-year head coach John Brady. And one of the other things this team struggled with a lot so far in the LSU Tigers is turnovers, averaging just about 17 turnovers a game, and they're basically a fair rebounding team. They only dressed 10 players on Thursday night for the game, and their bench has not given them a lot of production so far this year. A couple of those injuries, the big one of Tasman Mitchell that I mentioned, it has been really a tough blow for this LSU team. I think, no doubt, in my opinion, Villanova clearly a better team than LSU. They'll be playing in their area Thursday night, of course, down at the Wachovia Center. A chance for Villanova, if they play Villanova basketball, to pick up win number 6 on the season. Villanova wins it here tonight. Final score, 87-61. Cats led it at halftime, 53-22 by 31. They go on to win it by 26. We'll be back with more of the Wildcat post-game show right after this on the Villanova ISP Sports Network.
Mainline Diagnostic Imaging, a private physician-owned radiology facility located in Bryn Mawr, Downingtown, and Great Valley. We offer MRI, CT, ultrasound, mammography, x-ray, bone densitometry, and nuclear medicine. Studies are performed by their friendly staff, and your physician will receive a report within 24 hours from their board-certified radiologist. In Bryn Mawr, call 610-527-8600 for your appointment, or visit them on the web at tristateimaging.com. Mainline Diagnostic Imaging, the preferred imaging center of Villanova Athletics.
Tired of stalled projects? And go with traffic planning and design. TPD exists to be the best at receiving project approvals. TPD is a 125-person organization with offices in Bucktown, Allentown, Harrisburg, and the Camden Waterfront. TPD, transportation engineering, including highway and bridge design, transportation planning, and related environmental and construction services. Growing over 20% a year, TPD is rated as one of the best places to work in Pennsylvania. Visit TPD at trafficpd.com.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
On the Big Island of Hawaii, molten lava flows from the Kilauea volcano to the sea, creating about 32 acres of new land each year. And wherever there's new land, there's a new Land Rover. Introducing the all-new 2008 Land Rover LR2, built to deliver outstanding on-road performance. Plenty of interior space and the unmatched capability of Land Rover, including patented terrain response, a system that, with a simple turn of a dial, adjusts the LR2's traction, braking, and drivetrain electronic systems to meet the demands of almost any terrain. And like every Land Rover vehicle, the LR2 comes with complimentary scheduled maintenance for the length of the warranty. The all-new 2008 Land Rover LR2, starting at 34.7. See how the LR2 is breaking new ground at newlr2.com.
Visit the brand new Land Rover Mainline showroom in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Feeling it off the three, throws down a two-handed jam, and the Cats lead 20-4.
And welcome to the Villanova post game show, where the Wildcats beat Penn today by a score of 86-59. Scott Long in the Villanova ISP Network studios checking the Big East scoreboard. Fairfield travels to number 5 Georgetown, and they get beat today 61-49. Wallace had 13 points for Georgetown in this one. Winthrop travels to West Virginia. They go down as well, 70-53, the final in this one. Princeton, a loser to Rutgers by 4, 54-50, the final score in this one. Miami of Ohio loses a close one to the 12th-ranked Cardinals of Louisville, 47-44. Also, we have Toledo losing to Pittsburgh, 78-52. Gonzaga, a winner over Connecticut, 85-82 in this one. Cincinnati loses to UAB, 73-54 in overtime. Providence beats Boston College today by a score of 98-89. Providence outscores in overtime 22-13 over Boston College in this one. UCF, they lose to South Florida today, 75-67. Eastern Michigan, a loser to Notre Dame, 76-65. Syracuse, a winner. The Orange beat Tulane today, 73-60. And Seton Hall, they are a loser to St. Mary's today, 85-70. Looking at top 25 scores, we're all final. Duke beats Davidson today, 79-73. And also the number one ranked Tar Heels beat Kentucky today, 86-77. Green had 20 points for Carolina, Crawford 21 for Kentucky. And also, a final, South Carolina loses to Clemson. The 18th-ranked Tigers beat South Carolina 85-74 in this one. Xavier, winner again, Belmont. Loses to them 90-49, a blowout in this game. Michigan State, a winner over Jacksonville, 80-51. Also, looking at some other final scores in football, we have Boston College losing to Virginia Tech today, 30-16. And also, Pittsburgh taking on West Virginia, and they are trailing in the third quarter, 7-3. And also, the famous Cal-Stanford game. Stanford is beating Cal 20-10. That in the fourth quarter with about 13 minutes left to go. We'll be back with more closing comments with Ryan. That's it from here. We'll our score 86-59 for Villanova beats Penn. You're listening to the Villanova ISC Sports Network.
Everyone knows about Aquafina water.
Yes, sir.
Not everyone knows about the variety of flavored water beverages. First, you have Aquafina Flavor Splash, which is like football. Big bunch of tough guys tackling each other. Actually, it's nothing like that. Pretty much the exact opposite of that. Flavor Splash has a refreshing fruit flavor, not big or tough, but they both begin with the letter S, so there you go. Next, there's Aquafina Sparkling, which is like soccer. Two teams running down the field, both chasing after one little round ball. And Aquafina Sparkling is carbonated, so it has bubbles, and bubbles are round just like soccer balls. And last, there's the low-calorie Aquafina Alive, which is like baseball. Oh, the excitement of watching a home run. Got to be in pretty good shape to hit a homer. Sometimes it takes a little something extra, a boost, that comes in a bottle like Aquafina Alive, the drink that has essential vitamins to make you feel good. Aquafina, make your body happy.
Our coverage continues after this word from your local station. This is Villanova Basketball from ISP Sports.
Here is John Runyon, professional football player, talking about being the best.
In college, I started at both guard and tackle. It takes a lot of confidence and hard work to be good at one position, let alone two. Just like the Ford Super Duty, the class leader in both towing and payload.
Do you have what it takes to be a winner? Just go to FordTuffChallenge.com and enter for a chance to win one of 16 authentic jerseys signed by John Runyon.
Get your Quality Plus Ford dealer today.
Villanova Women's Basketball is the perfect opportunity for your daughter, granddaughter, sister, or niece to see great women athlete role models in action on the court. This year's action-packed women's schedule features home matchups against UConn, Syracuse, Marquette, and other great teams. Get your tickets now at Villanova.com or by calling the ticket office at 610-519-4100. Be sure to ask about our special group pricing. Groups of 20 or more can get tickets for as little as $3 a seat to select games. You can't afford to miss the action.
Malcolm Graham trying to make a play.
play. Nothing there. Good defense. Now he slides by the double team. Somehow gets a reverse. He'll be right up off the glass and good for the freshman, Malcolm Grant. Back the other way, Harrison Gates, and a charge taken on the play by Antonio Payne.
That's just an insult to injury there, you know.
So Villanova wins it tonight. Final score here, Villanova 87 and the Penn Quakers 61. And Metropolitan Flag and Banner and Lime Sportswear are proud to be official partners of Villanova Athletics. Go beyond your expectations with the nation's most elite flag, banner, screen printing, and embroidery. For all of your promotional product needs, be sure to visit MetFlag.com. Well, the Cats will face LSU Thursday night without their top player, small four, 6'7" junior Tasman Mitchell. That's a big break. Tremendous basketball player. He'll be out. I gave you the preview of LSU. It will be SEC Big East doubleheader. Providence in South Carolina will be at 7 o'clock, followed by Villanova and LSU at 9:30. A lot of people that love to come out to the Big Five games enjoy the historical perspective to think about Philadelphia Big Five. I mean, it started back November 23rd, 1954, when the administrations of those five universities brought this great tradition together. And to think about the fact that tonight Villanova has a very historical moment that happened. They won their 12th consecutive Big Five game. Now, you have to go back to the Penn Quakers, who had that record going into tonight. They started it back in the early 70s. It ended in January of 1975. My partner Whitey's freshman year at Villanova, when LaSalle beat Penn to break that winning streak of consecutive Big Five wins at 12. With Villanova's win tonight, they now have 12 consecutive Big Five victories. They will go to Temple in just 8 days on December 9th and try to become the team in the great history of the Big Five to win more games in a row than any team in the history of Philadelphia Big Five basketball that goes back over 50 years. Incredible feat that Villanova is going to try to accomplish. And the Cats, believe it or not, have not lost a Big Five game since December of 2004, when they dropped a one-point loss, 53-52, to Temple at the Palestra. The Cats now with the win, winning it tonight, 87-61, improved to 5-1 on the young season. Our producer is Ben Joe Gaines, studio host Scott Long. For Whitey Rigsby, this is Ryan Fanner reminding you to tune in again this Thursday when the Villanova Wildcats will travel down to South Philadelphia to take on the LSU Tigers out of the SEC. Game time, approximately 9:30. Of course, after the South Carolina Providence game, they'll clear the court, and the Cats, we expect that game to be starting probably right around 9:30. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock with the pregame show. Once again, the final score here tonight, Big Five action. The Cats win it 87-61. And the Cats do it again tonight. Cats win, Cats win, Cats win. Have a great rest of the weekend, everybody. This is the Villanova IFP Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Wildcat Postgame Show on the Villanova IFP Sports Network. Villanova Wildcat Basketball has been sponsored by GEICO. 15 minutes to save you 15% on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. IFP Max with ginseng and more caffeine. Carson, one less thing in life to negotiate. NovaCare, the exclusive rehabilitation provider for Villanova Athletics. Land Rover Jaguar Mainline. Ford dealers. The new Ford Escape has its 40-year chrome grille and more luxurious interior. Now available with a sunroof and Sirius satellite package. The new Escape will take you there in style. QualityPlusFord.com. Mainline Diagnostic Imaging. Superior technology. Professional service. The new standard in patient care. Fun life. Always worth it. And by Pacifico Marple and Brumo. Your Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, and Suzuki dealer. Serving all of Delaware County and the Mainline. Executive producer of the Villanova IFP Sports Network is Ben Sutton. Associate producer Joe Potter. Coordinating producer Chris Perrin. Network manager Jane O'Brien. Staff announcer Carl Shannon. A special thanks to Villanova University Athletic Director Vince McCastro. Also to the staff and management of flagship station WBEN in Philadelphia. Villanova Basketball is an exclusive presentation of